Well, we should, think, yes, but you know what? They're Americans. We can probably charge them £20 for one of those. Jasmine Birtles, pleasure to speak to you. She's from Money Magpie. She's a financial expert. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Talking of people who should have their faces, their visages on our banknotes, Mr. John Holmes.
I think that's right and proper. And it's only a matter of time.
Well, it depends, though. You see, if they were doing the portrait for you, and it, depending on where you were standing, and if you were sitting, you don't even the top of your head because you're a little bit short.
Yes,
just the little top of John Holmes's head.
Yes, well, I'm happy with that. If I could go on your shoulders, I think together
we would
make an excellent monetary image. Do you remember Mad Max 3 Beyond Thunderdome?
Of course I don't.
Where there was a giant with a little tiny creature on his...
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, Master Blaster.
That's what we should do. Yeah,
we'll do that.
The Giant and the Dwarf. Excellent. Yeah. What's coming up on your show?
Well, there
Other
will
than
be...
Other than offending tall and short people.
I wouldn't do either of those things. That's you know, up to you.
It's my job.
There's a game of... You know, the spiders are coming? The spiders are coming
so
into the house.
So many images of spiders on the TV screen.
It's horrific.
Today.
Yes. Band or spider will be the game. Lots of different breeds of spider. Names of spider, of course. Is it a band? Is it a spider? There will be a big meat giveaway. You can win chicken, beef or lamb, of course. Or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. So we're giving that away as well. Again, band or spider. There will be news in haikus. The news explained through the medium of Japanese poetry again, obviously.
Obviously. That's, I mean, there's no other way. I frankly despair of our newsreaders insisting on reading it out in normal prose.
So do I.
So
I'm still fighting that.
You
and
are.
Success story. One of the Kickstarters we gave a kick up the arse to back in May has become a reality.
I was going to say, what a surprise for everyone.
I know. We have achieved. And so details of that coming up and what we did.
This is a first for John Holmes and his team. We're very, very excited.
I've never achieved.
That's coming up at after 1 o'clock, after the news. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'm going to go enjoy some sunshine. Have a lovely day.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at SelcoBW.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is as well at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Rachel with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, one dead in accident on world's biggest cruise liner. German police arrest three IS suspects and labour the losers of boundary review.
Talk Radio.
Starting with some breaking news, one person has died and four others have been injured after a lifeboat became detached from the world's largest cruise ship. The Harmony of the Seas was docked in the French port of Marseille when it happened. Two people are said to be in a life-threatening condition. There has been no confirmation the five people involved were taking part in a safety drill at the time. German officials think three Syrian men arrested on suspicion of being members of Islamic State are linked to the terrorist cell that attacked Paris in November. The suspects were detained this morning during raids in the north of the country. Germany's Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière says they had fake passports made in the same workshop as those of the Paris attackers.
All three people took the route through the Balkans to get to Germany. There is not yet any evidence of concrete plans of an attack, but they are suspected of coming to Germany under the orders of Islamic State. They may have been awaiting instructions from IS and may therefore have been a sleeper cell.
Labour says it will vote against plans to change parliamentary constituencies, calling it unfair and undemocratic. The idea is to cut the number of MPs by 50 to 600 to save money and give equal weight to each area. Labour says it would affect them more than the Tories. Shadow Minister Jonathan Ashworth says it's all been based on a version of the electoral register in February.
We believe that this boundary redistribution is proceeding on a register which is wrong. There are 2 million people who added themselves to the electoral register. Those 2 million people are not being counted in these calculations, and we don't think it's democratic for their voice to be ignored.
The Scottish nurse who nearly died after contracting Ebola in West Africa is at a disciplinary hearing that could see her struck off. Pauline Kafaki is accused of allowing an incorrect temperature to be recorded at Heathrow Airport when she returned from Sierra Leone in 2014. It's claimed some teachers dismiss sexual harassment towards girls as banter. A report from a group of MPs is warning it's becoming the norm for young women in England schools. Channel 4 has admitted that judges and presenters of the Great British Bake Off are yet to sign deals to move to the broadcaster, but would be delighted if they do. The Guardian's media commentator Steve Hewlett has told Talk Radio if the stars don't switch to, it could go horribly wrong.
Chemistry is the key to programmes, and it's easy to see when it's there. It's desperately difficult to create, and any change in formats runs the risk that chemistry goes out the window.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A warm, humid day for most, hot and sunny in the southeast and east of England. Cloudier further north and west with showery rain, which may turn thundery. Today's high is 30 degrees.
My boobs ruined my life.
Yes.
Boom. Sorry, I was just... What? Sorry, Rachel, I wasn't listening to your weather. I was reading an interview with Gail Porter on the television. She's on Loose Women.
I thought we were
and the caption just came up. Gail...
Moobs Gail from yesterday.
No, not the moobs from the Oxford Dictionary. What are you suggesting? But Gail, my boobs ruined my life. I just said it out loud.
It's like you've got Tourette's.
A little bit. How are you?
Get the sport?
Well, I'm finished with you yet. Are you well?
I can't talk to you because I have to tell the listeners you are dressed as a hobbyist.
Yes, there's a reason for that.
On the hottest day of the year.
Yes,
it's not what I would have, you know, gone for in the wardrobe this morning.
No, there is a reason for it.
Because you're a hobbit.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, that's not the reason.
We're filming
something for a thing. That's all I can tell you now. I can't go into any more detail. Unfortunately, it's not a sequel to Lord of the Rings.
It's the full on.
I haven't got that role.
It's the full on cape. It's the curly hair.
It's the ears. Look at the ears.
It's the ears and the hairy hobbit feet.
Yes.
It's the attention to detail.
I think so.
I applaud you.
And I've got a staff.
I'm quite scared of that.
Anyway.
You will not pass.
Already have. My staff collapsed.
You shouldn't have shouted at it. That's what Julia does.
Yeah. And the staff collapsed.
It's withered. Yeah.
They just quit, the staff. Yeah. The staff's quit. Shall we do some pre-recorded sport with Ben?
Yes.
Okay, let's.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says his team aren't good enough yet to win titles despite winning all their games so far this season. They open their Champions League group stage campaign tonight at home to Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Of course we are so happy. For the results, for the numbers, for the way, in the way we played after 2 months. We are so happy. But it's not enough to win the Premier League and, of course, to achieve the big, big targets in the Champions League.
Arsenal go to Paris Saint-Germain. It could be tougher for Brendan Rodgers' side. His Celtic team face Barcelona in the Nou Camp. 10 games in the Championship tonight as well, including leaders Huddersfield going to Brighton. And two of the bottom three meet at Elland Road with Leeds against Blackburn. Finally, David Weir will hope to win his first medal at the Paralympics in Rio today after coming fifth in the wheelchair racing 400 metres yesterday. He goes in the 1500 metres tonight. And also at the Paralympics, GB's Ellie Simmons is back in the pool as she goes in the women's S6 400 metres freestyle swimming. That's your sport. Powered by Talk Sport.
Wasn't even Ben.
It was the Moose.
It was Moose. It was Ian A. It was Moose.
Ian Abrahams.
Yes, but so it wasn't even Ben today.
Ben was late because of,
a nightmare journey.
Hot train tracks, or I think something like that.
What? He always says that, even in winter.
Some old excuse.
Yeah. All right, so that was Moose with the pre-recorded sport. Rachel with the news. Marta's going to press a button.
Talk Radio.
Monster knows you're listening. Monster knows what you're thinking. That you're different, and though you'd never boast, deep down you know you're special. Destined for a great career. The world doesn't know it yet, but Monster knows it. And Monster will not stop until it finds you the job you deserve. For jobs, advice, fur, monster.co.uk. Find better. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Right then, it is
that 911 gig.
Give Donald the same illness.
Let's very quickly, once again, just go over to the Brexit people whose bus adverts are often to be found outside at night, falling out of pubs and clubs.
Hunomia.
Josh Whitty comes in the studio with us.
Oh, hello!
Jeremy Vine is a troubadour, isn't he? With the news and Ben with the sport. First of all, though, let's very quickly remember there's £5,000.
Like, I know he seems mental, but when you're with him, he's like a decent bloke.
He's just misrepresented.
Yeah, just decent.
People say that about Julia, though.
What did you say, Dave? That they're on the radio.
But what's happening to people's radio?
Talk Radio.
Should have gone to LBC.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant one.
So, hello then, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes and welcome to you. And first off, I can tell you that this programme, Your Talk Radio, 1 till 4 in the weekday afternoon thing, isn't moving to Channel 4. We'd been in talks over the summer to move it, but both parties, I'm afraid, were unable to reach an agreement, and we were quite, and I quote, a considerable distance apart on the money. Channel 4 said that this show was valueless, which I took to mean as priceless, I presume. But unfortunately, we were unable to agree terms, and by terms, I mean anything at all. And by quite apart on the money issue, I mean couldn't really get past Channel 4's reception. They have issued a statement, however, Channel 4, let me read it to you, they've said I can. It reads this: we made no offer for this show, which is in a little listened to slot on the UK's 34th least listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. We made no offer for this and are a considerable distance apart on the money in that we don't want the show and weren't willing to pay any money for it. Channel 4's official statement there. So unlike, I don't know, David Cameron, who's quit his parliamentary role to spend more time with his dead pig's head, we are staying. So I expect what we should do now is shove a metaphorical sponge finger into today's broadcasting equivalent of Mary Berry's cream pie. And maybe simultaneously pop another one into her chocolate horn to check out this afternoon's show in greed. You see what I mean, Mel and Sue? It's bloody easy, this innuendo, isn't it? Absolutely easy. I could simply move with the Great British Bake Off to Channel 4. I can do an innuendo about Mary Berry's soggy flan. Easy as you like. Easy, if you don't mind, as pie. Just saying, it's easy. Anyway, it's Headline Hijack. That's what's on the way in the show ingredients today. Of course, once again, you are encouraged to make up a news story from scratch and hear it broadcast as fact. The news at 2 o'clock will contain, unsurprisingly, the news. That's a fair assessment of what's going to happen. But, however, in the 2 p.m. bulletin, it contains 2 p.m. bullshine. A giant, big, shiny ball of balls. Fear, fabricate, and fake your way into Rachel's mouth. It sounds like this.
Hello.
There we go. To hear her report your nonsense as fact. We call it Headline Hijack. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There'll be another inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. You could become a most honorary inductee into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's weekday 1 till 4 Tupperware Hall of Despair. Are you lunching alone? That's what we want to know. If you are, get in touch. Perhaps you're David Cameron, reflecting on your legacy, sort of fizzling out like Mary Berry's damp flan. See, it's easy. It's easy, this. Mel and Sue. Maybe you're the BBC executive who cocked up the Bake Off deal, and now, thanks to you, the Great British Bake Off presenters will be Chris Evans and Joey from Friends. Or maybe you're eating alone and just want to share your lunch with no listeners. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's an email address which you can use to get in touch. Do so, tell us that you're lunching alone, and Ask Broadcast will call you back from through the glass. Work experience punditry today, is it
Aidan?
Aidan will be here bringing his music, clutching his music news and reviews. There's, I'm going to say, complicated current affairs, rendered uncomplicated through the art of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. We'll be out onto the streets to find out what the people think once again. Today, do they think literature or coconuts? There's a diversity paper review today. Josh will be here, who is black. Big debate at 3 o'clock. We will kick another Kickstarter project right up the arse by giving it valuable, and by valuable I mean not valuable, radio airtime. And today comes news of a success story. A Kickstarter that featured on this programme back in May has become a reality. So we'll recap on that and meet the people behind it once again to share, nay, take all the credit for their success. That's coming later. Plus, yes, we will give away some meat this very afternoon. It's the Great British Beef Off, or Chicken Off, or Lamb Off, or Box of Organic Veg Off, because we're not racist. Your chance to win the above in a game. And here's the game. It's because they're in your house. Band or spider is what we're going to be playing this afternoon. Is it a band? Is it the name of a type of spider? 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word talk.
8-7-2-2 Start your message.
No, I have to say it after the number.
If you'd like to play that game, then get in touch on 8-7-2-2-2
Start your message with the word talk.
Ginger Dave is not producing. Well, let's be honest, he was in yesterday giving students a day off from having their pies frosted. See, Mel and Sue? It's just really easy. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Marta's on the buttons today.
Hello.
Hello there. Rachel's totally owning the news.
I do.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is having to stand up.
Is that it? It's an easy one today.
Is having to stand up. Because like the boundary commissions, like with Jeremy Corbyn and the and Owen Smith and George Osborne, I'm taking your seat away. Now you have to sit on the floor.
What? On the floor. The microphone won't reach.
On the floor.
Me.
Yeah, that's good.
See, it doesn't reach, John. John, how am I going to say start your message with the word talk?
This is much better. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
Yeah.
it's the sound of Nirvana. That is called All Apologies, and I'm playing it on Talk Radio as part of my role as Talk Radio's head of music. Nirvana, All Apologies. I expect you're wondering right about now just exactly why I'd be playing Nirvana's All Apologies. Well, I can tell you by way of a clue that it does fit in with today's big story. Cornelius, a bit like Jeremy Corbyn, Owen Smith, possibly George Osborne, what with the redrawing of the boundaries of the constituencies in the drawing up of the new political plan of Britain, has lost his seat and is on the floor of the studio.
Yeah.
Because I have redrawn the boundaries of the studio to take his seat away. So, Cornelius, from your recumbent position...
Yeah.
Is there something you want to know?
Can I have my chair back?
No.
Please.
No, your seat has been removed.
Can I have my seat back?
No. Do you have a question?
You can't hear me. Can you even hear
me? I can hear you.
Yeah, can I have my seat back?
No.
That's my only question.
If I give you your seat back, will you ask the right question so I can get out of this bit and into the next bit?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Happy now?
Yeah.
Do you want to ask the question?
Yeah. Why were you playing All Apologies by Nirvana?
Because of the big story, Cornelius.
Oh, yes? About what is the big story?
The big story everyone is talking about today, the zeitgeist, if you will, or even if you won't, is, of course, the Great British Bake Off.
Oh!
The Great British Bake Off.
Yes.
So Nirvana, All Apologies.
Well, hang on.
Yes.
Stop there. Yes. That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does, because in the middle of that song, even though it came years before the Great British Bake Off, Kurt Cobain, while he was still alive, predicted the rise of Mary Berry.
Excuse me?
In that song.
Mm? How?
Listen to this. Years! Years before!
Maybe he knew her from outside of television and show business.
Yeah, and he could see the success she was going to have.
Yeah, so he wrote a song.
Yeah. If you listen to Smells Like Teen Spirit, there's a line sort of championing Paul Hollywood.
Is there?
Yes.
I've never... Because you never listen to the lyrics.
Amazing. But that's Mary. Look, Mary! Need smutty innuendo, did he, about a dirty flan or whatever it is?
That's not even one.
You haven't. No.
Stop it.
Okay. Anyway, that's why I played that.
Okay.
Because we will be discussing, of course, the move of the Great British Bake Off to BBC to Channel 4 from BBC One. We need a guest, and Ask Broadcast, for what it's worth, is through the glass, through the miserable window.
Yep.
Could you get us a guess, please, Cass?
What type?
Mary Berry.
Yes.
Okay.
Or someone that can talk about the Great British Bake Off.
That's most people that watch it, isn't it?
Oh.
Joe Brand.
Just get someone.
Okay.
Nadia.
It's Cass. 20 past one, and then we'll discuss the Great British Bake Off with someone who knows all about it next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
5 for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what.
I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
All the restrictions on the M20 in Kent have been lifted, so if you coast by at Junction 10, you can now leave to join the A20 towards Ashford South. We've had it confirmed that Suffolk southbound A14 is now blocked because of an accident near Junction 51 for Claydon. Bristol's eastbound M4 is very slow. There's been an accident near Junction 19 for the M32 in Bristol. One of the three lanes is out of action there. And now two lanes out on the M6 south in Cheshire, 19 at Knutsford to 18 at Middlewich for the recovery of a broken down vehicle, so long delays. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
What do you get if you cross Made in Chelsea with Benidorm? Benidorm and Made in Chelsea. Find out on the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, and a star from Benidorm and a star from Made in Chelsea. I couldn't help it, I've given the game away.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is 23 minutes past the time. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Just before we discuss today's big story, a lot of your reactions coming in.
Yeah, loads.
Oh, of course. Cornelius, what have we got coming in
lots
on the reaction? Reactions.
In John. Sure, I've never gone underground in search of gold, has come in for someone. Never mind, they've added. And someone says, more like the Great British sell-off. Hashtag, am I right? That's come in from get out of this country. Oh,
right.
That's a shame.
It's a shame, isn't it? LBC listener sort of moonlighting over here. Anyway, it is time to talk about today's big story, of course. And let's do it in the feature where we talk about today's big story. They are redrawing the constituency boundaries so that the Great British Bake Off has lost its BBC seat and has moved to Channel 4. The popular Cake Off programme, as we're learning this afternoon, will now have new presenters. That's just been announced this lunchtime. If you're just tuning in, the new presenters of the Great British Bake Off on Channel 4 will be Chris Evans and Joey from Friends. They've signed up along with Alan Carr and a gypsy on benefits. From Channel 4's hit show, Big Fat Gypsy, Alan Carr on benefits. But what to make of the great Channel 4 take-off of the bake-off? On the line to discuss the implications of this media land grab and the future of an industry with a thriving independent production sector is... Cass has got us again. Cass, I forgot to ask, bear with us. I forgot to ask Kushi. Who did you book to talk about the media implications and land grab of the independent production sector in Britain?
Someone that's eaten cake and probably baked a few.
Someone that's eaten a cake.
No, cake.
Someone's eaten a cake.
Cake.
Yeah.
Cake.
Someone ate cake.
Cake.
Cake. Cake.
Was it Spock?
What?
What?
Spock.
Was it Mr. Spock?
Why would it be Mr. Spock?
That ate Kirk.
No, cake!
Fine, we'll go with it. On the line now is someone who's eaten a cake. Hello, person on the line. Hello there. Is it Annam?
That's it. Hi, John. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Have you eaten a cake?
I did this morning. I had some with my breakfast. Breakfast for cake. Cake, breakfast for cake, cake for breakfast.
Cake for breakfast, breakfast cake. Is there a specific kind of cake one can eat for breakfast, or is it any old cake you fancy at the time?
It was a classic Victorian sponge with heaps of cream. Perfect way to wake up, I think.
Very good work. All right. So tell us, so you run a cake bloggery site, is that right?
Yeah, sort of. I'm a food blogger, and I blog about guilty pleasures. So that definitely includes cake. I love donuts. I love a hybrid. So I'm into duffins these days, which is like a donut muffin. So yeah, I'm a big lover of cake.
So it seems. I had no idea that was such a thing. So with regard to this news about Bake Off, then are you left absolutely livid, like some people, or are you thinking, ah, it's still cake? It's just on the other side.
I don't think I'm left absolutely livid. I think I'm more curious. I think with regards to the channel change, you know, not so much. I don't mind so long as I can get my Bake Off fix. Yeah. And with regards to the presenter change, I'll see how that goes. I'm willing to give it a chance. Yeah. I mean, it is a bit of a you know, I wouldn't say dangerous move, but an interesting move to change a formula, I think, that works so well.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. I'm willing to give anything a chance.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I don't want to knock it before I tried it.
That's what they said about Top Gear. Look what happened there. In terms of cake, talk us through, if you will, because I know a lot of people listening will be interested to know. Talk us through the complex layers of a cake, any cake you like. Just talk us down from the icing right the way through to the base, if you would.
Yes, of course. Right, well, you start with, as many people know, the basic thing of a cake is a sponge of some kind.
Yep.
So, you know, these sponges come in a variety of flavours. You can get banana, vanilla, chocolate, pistachio, all sorts.
Yep.
But then there is also the very, very specific need to build some moisture into this cake. So you can either get that through a drizzle, which we actually saw in the first episode of Bake Off. They were talking about how to make a cake moist.
Yep.
But either with a bit of moisture through drizzle going through the sponge, or with some cream. And the cream can be all sorts of variations, like I said. Yeah.
Let me just stop you there for one moment, because already what you've done is say the word moist, drizzle and cream. Now, now this is, of course, the I mean, I just wonder if most of this deal was done behind the scenes, because the BBC had sort of run out of innuendo, and Channel 4 can sort of breathe new life into the cake based innuendo.
What, make the innuendos a little bit more sort of dangerous and dirty?
Well, maybe.
Mean?
I just wonder, it's Channel 4, that's what they do, right? And I wonder, has innuendo always been a mainstay of cake baking, in your experience? Do you giggle when you drizzle?
No, I don't. It's never really... The innuendos seem to really work, I think, because of Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry. I think that's what makes it so funny.
Well, I know. Lines like, Mary Berry's got a cream-filled flan. Paul Hollywood hasn't risen properly. One of the contestants cooked and ate a penis. I mean, all of these innuendos are a staple of the programme, aren't they, Anna?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can't have Great British Bake Off without having innuendos. I think that is one of the reasons why so many people that really don't give two tosses about cake like to watch. There I go, two tosses.
Yeah.
You know, they like to tune in, they like to watch Bake Off because the innuendos is part of what makes it so good. You know, my husband is not that bothered about Bake Off, but he'll watch it and he'll enjoy it and he'll laugh as he goes through.
It's a really bizarre thing,
Bake Off. It's odd that we're all glued to our tellies over, you know, cake drama. It's an odd thing when you think about it.
Well, it is, but also a lot of people saying it's quintessentially BBC, and it's a bit odd that it's going to Channel 4, given that it's got the sort of BBC values written, I'd say, iced onto it.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm really not too bothered about the channel change. I get that some people are saying that it's quintessentially BBC, but, you know, I think the thing that I am probably a bit annoyed about, I suppose, is, you know, we're going to have adverts now, which is new, and so it'll be interesting to know what sort of, you know, Mr. Kipling, are they going to come up with some sort of amazing advert? It's going to be some amusing adverts, I think.
Yeah, well,
so that's maybe, if you like adverts, something to look forward to. If you hate them, then, you know, I think it'll just be a bit of a different dynamic.
It'll be sponsored
but
by...
I'm not too bothered about the whole...
look, for you, Anna, right, because you run a cake blog site or a food blog site. What's it called, by the way? Where would we find your food blog?
It's called So Wrong, It's Nom. So nom as in nom, nom, nom.
By the way, one of the most hateful phrases to have come out of recent times, just saying.
You think so?
Nom,
that's
nom, nom.
The noise I make when I eat.
when you're shoving cake into your gob.
When I'm shoving cake in my mouth at breakfast, yeah.
It's the innuendo. There she goes again. See, they're filthy. These cake people are filthy, I tell you. So wrong it's nom. All right, that's where we'll find it. See, there's a sponsorship opportunity for you right there, though, Adam, isn't there?
Oh, there is, yeah. Put me forward. I'll sponsor. I'll be a part of Great British Bake Off next year.
You could technically sponsor this show for, you know, if you made us a cake. We'd be happy with that,
yeah,
if I'm honest.
That'll
ooh,
do.
Yeah. Well, what kind of cake do you like? Are you into a specific cake?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, good strong cake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake is okay, a good strong
cheesecake.
Cake. Yeah. Okay, makes
any
a cheesecake.
Particular kind of cheesecake?
I'd say...
Double cheesecake.
Double cheesecake.
Sort of double
just
chocolate,
a lot of cheesecake.
Double chocolate cheesecake. If you bake one of those for this show, we'll say your blog every half an hour as much as you like.
Can I genuinely accept that as a challenge? Because I will take you up of it,
yes.
said it live on radio.
That's right. We've just done more S&P than the whole department up here in one fell swoop for this show.
So our show
is now sponsored by Annam and her cakes.
Yeah,
come on, talk radio
just
in the afternoons.
A double chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah.
And double amount.
Talk radio in the afternoons in association with Annam at So Wrong It's Nom. See, it works.
It just works so well.
This is easy, isn't it?
Make it happen.
Good. Annam, a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much. Now go and wash out your dirty mouth with cake.
Oh, I will try my best. Okay. I will definitely try my best.
Okay. Good. There's Annam. That's the big. God, he's rubbing his.
I'm so
excited about the cake. Come on. Annam there, if your reaction's very welcome, of course, on this Great British Break Bake Off moving story, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
just
like.
Just got 1:30, you're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes, Rachel's got the news.
Talk Radio.
One person has died and four others are injured after a lifeboat became detached from the world's biggest cruise liner, the Harmony of the Seas. Emergency services at the French port of Marseille believe all five were in the lifeboat when it happened. Three Syrian men have been arrested in northern Germany, suspected of being linked to the Paris terror attacks in November. The group, accused of being members of Islamic State, were detained earlier. 50 MPs are set to be axed from the Commons as part of plans to redraw parliamentary boundaries and save money. The changes would trim the number of MPs to 600 and it would affect Labour more than the Tories. But senior Labour Minister Jonathan Ashworth believes there's no guarantee the reforms will go ahead.
We'll certainly in the Labour Party be voting against it. There are, of course, now 17 Tory MPs set to lose their seat as well. 17 is the size of Theresa May's Tory majority, so if I was Theresa May, I wouldn't be confident about getting this through the Commons either.
Dire predictions are being made for one of Britain's best-loved TV shows.
Bake Off has had a great run, and I suspect this is the beginning of the decline.
The show's heading to Channel 4, but it's understood Mary Berry, Paul Hollywood, Mel and Sue are yet to sign deals to move as well. The former head of the BBC, Greg Dyke, told Talk Radio paying a reported £25 million is too much.
Someone has obviously worked out how much Bake Off is worth to them in terms of advertising, assuming it gets the same audience as it gets on the BBC, which it won't.
And today is officially a record breaker. The Met Office says a temperature of 32.2 degrees has been recorded at Heathrow today. The last time it got that high in September was back in 1949. And so the weather, a warm, humid day for most, hot and sunny in the southeast and east of England. Cloudier further north and west, though, with showery rain, which may turn thundery, and highs of 32 degrees.
32 degrees. Rachel, 32 degrees.
Do you remember that day back in 1949?
I remember very well.
When we had that weather.
Very well there. That was when radio was rationed, of course, back then, wasn't it?
Yes,
and we
indeed.
All listened to a powdered wireless.
Powdered egg in cakes. Ooh, grim.
See, well, you're linking the whole show together.
I am your chocolate ganache in the Talk
again,
Radio.
With your filthy innuendo. Why is it?
Con and John sandwich.
What? Again, anyone who talks about cakes now is Rachel's now got a filthy mouth. Coming in here with a chocolate ganache.
I like making muffins, me.
Do you?
I made muffins for Ross and the breakfast show. Yeah. They were quite...
Well, you're working on this show now.
Moist and soggy because I used real fruit.
Are you going to make us a muffin?
I will make muffins.
Will you come in here with your,
anyone who
with
asks.
Your soggy muffin, would you?
I would.
Will you lick the bowl out?
Maybe not. I'll leave the spatula for that.
To be fair, that's no way to talk about Julia.
Pumpkin spice is my speciality.
And the same to you. Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll meet a lonely luncher in the next half an hour.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. A lot of reactions coming in then to the great British Bake Off story there. We spoke to Annam, of course, who Cass got as a guest on the grounds that she'd once eaten some cake. Cornelius, what's coming in?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Overreaction, who says Mary Berry is a treacherous B word. And this...
Who?
Mary Berry.
Okay, carry on.
That's right, the treacherous B word. And this is from Concern. And this is from Concern. Who says, it's Channel 4, though. They spent a lot of money on this. Stop it. Is Channel 4 going to be able to afford the squirrel with the large nuts? And he says, let me clarify, that isn't innuendo. He was referring to its testicles.
4 and 20 blackbirds, John. I remember when in the first series someone baked 4 and 20 blackbirds in a pie. And when the pie was opened, Mary Berry did bite the head off a lot. Blackbird. I remember in series 2 when King Alfred. Do you remember King Alfred? But and the cakes. Do you remember that in series 2 when King Alfred burned the cakes, and Marie Antoinette, I think, won Series 3. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
So, if you'd like to react to any of the Great British Breakoff story, 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Very quickly, headline hijack. Ooh, then. Yes. We have to launch today's headline hijack at 2 o'clock. You know that there will be... the news. It will come out of Rachel's face. I would like you to put a made-up news story into that face, please. And you can do it via 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And that's how to get us your made-up news story. It's there to confuse those who do not listen to this bit of the programme. Maybe they're out to lunch or whatever. They get back to their desk at 2 o'clock. They switch the news on. It comes on the Talk Radio. They hear the news. And ordinarily, they believe it. But there's a lie in there. A lie made up by you. And headline hijack then, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. Sure. This is from Davey M on Twitter, who says, following his resignation, David Cameron has announced that he will be touring the country with An Evening with the Former Prime Minister show, in which he'll be performing a number of comedic anecdotes and songs about how he ravaged and savaged the poor during his time in office.
Excellent. Something to look forward to there. And this has come in as well from Nev. Thank you, Nev. Thomas Bach, the president of the International Olympic Committee, has come under tremendous criticism after he was caught using a disabled parking space at the Olympic Stadium in Rio. You've probably seen this in the main news. Approximately 85% of the spaces have been made disabled bays for the duration of the Paralympics, which obviously makes it very difficult to find a spot. If you have a made-up news story to get us, yours could go into the news. You could be the winner of today's headline. Hijack 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll meet a lonely luncher next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95 DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
All the restrictions on the M20 in Kent have been lifted. So if you're coastbound at Junction 10, you can now leave to join the A20 towards Ashford South. We've had it confirmed that Suffolk southbound A14 is now blocked because of an accident near Junction 51 for Claydon. Bristol's eastbound M4 is very slow. There's been an accident near Junction 19 for the M32 in Bristol. One of the three lanes is out of action there. And now two lanes out on the M6 south in Cheshire, 19 at Knutsford to 18 at Middlewich. The recovery of a broken down vehicle, so long delays. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Or as indeed on many people's DVD, little screens on their, not DVD, DAB. DVD. If you're playing the show on a DVD, it might be the same. I don't know. I've never... we send loads of DVDs of this show out when people ask us to, but I don't know what comes up when you play it on your screen. On your DAB, on your little screen, you know when it says the little slogan of the station, Talk Radio, we'll get you talking, except no, because the screen's not big enough, and we now know, thanks to you, listener, sending us pictures of your DABs, it now says, Talk Radio, we'll get you. So do get those coming in for our little gallery that we're creating of threatening DAB screens. Hashtag threatening DAB screens. Right, it's quarter to two. At 2 o'clock, of course, you know the news will be there. Headline Hijack, more of that anon. We'll also meet a lonely luncher in a minute. But there's a lot of news going on today. Of course, as we know, David Cameron has moved to Channel 4. The Great British Bake Off has lost its seat due to the redrawing of boundary constituencies. So much news going on. And the thing about the news is that it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
you're
it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. We get a lot of letters, such as this genuine one. From Kirk Northrop.
Someone sent one in.
Who writes? This only makes sense to regular listeners, doesn't it? Letter received this very morning and just fell out of the postbag with all of the thousands of others we get. But this is the one I picked up first. from Kirk. 9th September 2016, John Holmes on Talk Radio. Talk Radio, the radio. Good. At Hatfields, London, SE18DJ. Dear John, writes Kirk, you know the news. It's quite complicated, isn't it? I just can't get my head around it. Can you help? Yours sincerely, Kirk Northrup. And then he's written, bored idiot with too many stamps and fan of the show. If you'd like to write to us to tell us you can't get your head around the news because it's quite complicated, then here's the address again. John Holmes on Talk Radio. Talk Radio, the radio. 18 Hatfields, London, SE18DJ. And if you like, Kirk would like to send us an actual letter in the post, then telling us how complicated you find the news, then we are here to help, because what we like to do is explain the news to you through the medium and the art, and I'm going to say the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haiku.
David Cameron quit to spend more time with his severed dead pig's head.
The Great British Pork Off, I like to call that. the news in haikus. The news.
Oh, you forgot to sing it there, didn't you?
The news in haikus.
Too late now.
Shut your face. Let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Now, every single weekday at around this time, we expand the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio, and only on Talk Radio. What it is, if you're lunching alone for whatever reason, we like you to get in touch with us so we can make your lunchtime fewer lonely. We are able to play the role of virtual friend and or colleague, able to chat about this, to chit about that, to reach a friendly hand out of the radio. Talk Radio, we'll get you to pull you through and make you feel fewer lonely. That's what we're here for. That is it. That is our raison d'etre. Now, today, I'm very pleased to welcome a lonely luncher, but it's somebody who already is inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Ooh. This is a she's already in there, but she's back on the phone with an update of her situation. Hello and good afternoon, Eve.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, when did we last speak, Eve, in this particular part of the programme?
I think it was a few weeks ago.
It was a few weeks ago. I'm going to be so bold as to say a month, more than a month ago now, I'd say.
Oh, my gosh. Has it been a month?
I don't know. Why? Longer than that, I think. But for those that might not remember, Eve, remind us why you were lunching alone.
I was lunching alone, not by choice, as we established, but still, I was fine with it. But I had overheard the previous day when I was also lunching alone, I overheard my neighbour talking to one of his ex-colleagues, and they were talking about what their idea of hell was.
That's right.
And my neighbour, who's like in his like 60s, maybe late 60s, his idea or his version of hell was Bernard. Again, I still don't really know who exactly Bernard is. I'm trying my best to get to know who he is. Good. But it was Bernard making love to him constantly. That was his version of hell.
I recall it, yes. And we discussed, of course, the close proximity. So your neighbour is essentially over the fence.
Yeah.
You were in the garden. You heard the neighbour, as you say, his version of hell was Bernard making love to him constantly. We discussed the nature of constantly, or whether or not, you know, he ever had any respite from Bernard's ingress. and how exactly this would have played out in real life. But we never really came to a conclusion, did we? In the end, we had to leave you to your sort of, I'm going to say, sexy neighbourhood.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, like, I don't really want to jump to many conclusions, but, like, I've been looking at things differently now. You know, like, I thought I lived in this very innocent location, you know, like, kind of, you know, just suburban kind of loveliness. And, yeah, I'm just not sure now, really. But, because I've been spending quite a lot of my time now upstairs, just, like, looking in over their garden and just to see if I can
ascertain.
Like, yeah, like, so, for example, like, one of the things that I noticed recently was, like, they've quite an elaborate-looking swing in their garden. Like, they're elderly enough people, which I first thought, like when I saw it kind of been installed a few months ago, I was like thinking, oh, maybe that was like some kind of an aerodynamic commode or something. You know, like that.
I mean, you can get those, of course. Aerodynamic commodes are quite big, yeah.
Yeah, in nursing homes, I think they're pretty popular.
Well, even if one is taking an elderly dump, one needs a little bit of fun in one's life, am I right?
Yeah, I think so. I think, do you know what? I think, like, apparently in nursing homes as well, like, STDs are really high.
What?
Like, the rate of it. Yeah.
Eve, whenever we speak to you, you have a revelation. STDs are high in nursing homes.
In nursing homes. But, you know, when you think about it, I'm kind of like, oh, good on them. Good on them. Why not?
Well, I know. Yes, good on them. But they could also practice safe, couldn't they? Really? I mean, I know, when you get to a certain age.
But, like, I mean, the worst STD is pregnancy. So, I mean, at least they can't get that.
There's a quote for the website. The worst STD is pregnancy.
It lasts ages.
It lasts 9 months. It clears up after 9 months. Come on.
No, because you're stuck with them then forever.
Oh, I suppose that's a good point. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it does last for a long time. That's worse than chlamydia. So STDs in old people's homes. And you're right, actually, because they haven't got to worry about the pregnancy thing. Because, you know, when you get to a certain age and you're a man, all that comes out is dust. So.
Oh, really? You know this yourself? Or
no, I read it. So we've now got an image.
Not first-hand experience.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Eve, your neighbour is in, how old did you say he was? In his 60s?
Yeah, like probably late 60s. Right. Like very, very lovely human. Very nice.
Yes.
So I was kind of like trying to, I was like, okay, I need to just, I can't just keep looking over, like voyeuristically looking over into his garden. So I was like, I'm just going to go over and like start chatting to him. And,
what, just so you can get a look at his garden?
Well,
I mean, I suppose, yeah, to also, be fair, Eve, if you'd gone round and said, excuse me, can I get a quick look at your garden? He may well have taken that the wrong way.
I know, exactly. So what I did instead was I went over looking for some non-euphemistic sugar. So I was just like, I literally just want some sugar.
Is that still a thing? You can go around your neighbours and go, can I have a cup of sugar? And he didn't look at you like you were mad.
I don't think he's in a position to look at me like I'm mad, because a few months ago, one of my housemates, so I live with two friends who are also female, and she was chatting to him outside, and he kind of like innocently offered to iron our lingerie.
How do you innocently offer to iron someone's lingerie? You can't innocently do that.
I don't know what he meant by that.
He's a pervert, is what he meant. And there's you giving him the benefit of the doubt. He's talking about Bernard making constant sweet love to him. He's got a sex swing in his garden. He's probably got an STD. And now he wants to iron the lingerie of his three young girl neighbours.
I mean, come on.
Did you give him your lingerie?
No, we didn't. No, I was going to say, no, we parade it for, we don't though. but I really did want to see like kind of what his, because this whole thing of like hell, I actually don't think his version of hell is like that bad. Like Bernard making love to him constantly, I don't think that's a terrible thing.
What, you'd like Bernard making love to you constantly? What are you saying?
Yeah, of course. Like, making love, because that's kind of, like, yeah, seems quite nice.
You never get anything done.
Yeah, but you're in hell, so. What do you want us there to get done? So, yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, it did kind of, lots of kind of existential conversations about, like, life and death and, like, heaven and hell and stuff. And, like, so they've been
did you keep trying to look over his shoulder into his pervert den house?
I did. Yes, and there are a few rooms that I couldn't get access to, so I'm going to keep going over until I like find out what's in them.
Wow, well, I don't think you want to know. Basically, probably stuffed with lingerie is what they are, that he's stolen from local washing lines. Have you had any pants go missing?
Oh, always. I haven't. No.
I can tell you what you could do. This would be funny. Freak your housemates out, right?
Okay.
Steal their underwear.
Right. Oh, I got into trouble in a house before for doing that.
What sort of monster are you, Eve? What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. I didn't know.
I wouldn't have put it past you, knowing what we know of you right now.
I know. I'm sharing too.
Well, look, you've been sort of inducted twice now into the Tupperware Hall of Despair with your follow-up Bernard story. Would you keep us posted on your life and that of Bernard?
I will, because I want to find out who he is.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to call us back in a couple of weeks, we can make you a regular sort of Lonely Lunch contributor. And I think the story of you and I called him Bernard there, but, you know, lover of Bernard, should I say. Because we still don't know who Bernard is. See if you can find out who Bernard is. Just keep dropping the word. Has Bernard been around? Next time you go around to get sugar, just see what you can discover. Yeah.
I know, I am. I'm determined to find out.
Good. All right, listen, Eve, a pleasure talking to you again.
You too, John.
Thank you very much. That's Eve. Weird phone calls. She's going to now keep us posted on the life of her neighbour, Anne Bernard, which I look forward to those regular updates. I'm sure we all do. Who knew about the STDs in the old people's homes?
It's horrible.
I know. No
one over 50 should be allowed to do that.
Yes. So, how old's your mum?
Over 50.
And she taught you to kiss at a bus stop?
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
That's
up. Okay. So, small matter of headline hijack.
Yeah,
that's
where
we got to now, isn't it? Yeah, so we better quickly find out our headline hijack winner for today, Tuesday. Somebody has to get their made-up news story. By the way, if you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, there's an email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. If you let us know you're lunching alone for whatever reason, on any day, Asprodcast through the glass will call you back. You will not understand a word she says because she's northern, but if you press the red button on your radio, you'll get subtitles, just to bring you up to speed there. So that's Lonely Lunch. Headline hijack, lots of made-up nonsense coming in to come out of Rachel's mouth. Mouse? Yeah, Rachel's mouse. She has a little mouse. What she does is she's got a mouse and she pops it into her mouth. And when she sort of squeaks the news. And,
her mouse hole?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Andrew has emailed via the website saying the BBC has vowed to reinvest the money saved from losing the Great British Bake Off into new exciting programmes, including Gary Lineker's Favourite Crisps and Michael Gove talks fashion talks fashion like a woman. Sorry, talks fashion. A spokeswoman has said these are... These are wonderful times for the BBC.
I quite like Michael Gove talks fashion like a woman as a
yeah, that's better.
As a program title. I think that's good. Right, there can be only one winner. We need a name. Who is it, Cornelius, that's got their made up?
It's Sean.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean P.
Champ. Congratulations, Champ. You've got your made up news story into today's news. You are the winner of Headline Hijack. Where's Champ from?
She hasn't said.
Champ from No Fixed Abode for Headline Hijack. So we're back again with it tomorrow. So if you didn't get yours on today, every chance of doing it tomorrow. We'll be back after the news then with Aidan, who is here with Work Experience Punditry Today Music. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. so time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, yes, and I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It's Tuesday. Rachel's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, one dead in lifeboat accident. Germany arrests three Syrian men on IS mission. And it's the hottest September day since 1949.
Talk Radio.
One person's died and four others have been injured after a lifeboat became detached from the world's largest cruise ship. The Harmony of the Seas was docked in the French port of Marseille when it happened. Two people are said to be in a life-threatening condition. It's understood five crew were on board the lifeboat taking part in a safety drill. Three Syrian men are being questioned in Germany on suspicion of being members of Islamic State and having a link to the Paris attackers. The suspects were arrested this morning following raids in the north of the country carried out by more than 200 officers. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière has also suggested they may have been a sleeper cell. Sky's Foreign Affairs editor Sam Kiley has more details.
Some right-wing groups will inevitably seize upon this as an argument against allowing refugees in from Syria or migration movement around Europe. But I think what's telling is that this group has been under surveillance, the German says, for some time.
Labour's warning it's going to vote against planned changes to constituency boundaries because the party would lose too many MPs. The aim is to save money by cutting 50 seats in the Commons, but Labour would suffer more than the Tories. Party leader Jeremy Corbyn's seat in North London could disappear. He says the system is based on an out-of-date version of the electoral register.
The method of calculating boundaries, knowing full well it doesn't accurately reflect the number of people now registered to vote and now resident in those areas, because it's changed so much since December of last year. There has to be a fair system.
A group of MPs is accusing schools of failing to take the sexual harassment of girls seriously enough. Their report is recommending compulsory sex education lessons. Part of South East England is experiencing the hottest September day for nearly 70 years. Temperatures have hit 32.5 degrees at Kew Gardens. To celebrate what would have been Roald Dahl's 100th birthday, some children went to school today dressed as characters from his books. Over the years, critics claim some of them were inappropriate for young readers. The Witches was banned by some libraries for apparently being too scary, and it was even called sexist. But the author's official biographer, Donald Sturrock, disagrees.
But they always forget, like, The Witches has the most gloriously positive portrait of a grandmother. You know, Matilda is a fantastic role model. I mean, I think, like many critics, they just choose to see one bit that irritates them and kind of view the entire work through that kind of little lens. I think it's pretty unfair.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A warm, humid day for most, hot and sunny in the southeast
Does
and
it
east
count,
of
Rachel,
England.
When you do the weather in the news and tell us the weather in the news, and then you repeat it for the weather,
yes, it counts.
Because I guess it is
the
news.
The weather
isn't
has
it?
Become news.
Yeah, it has.
And the news becomes weather. It
yeah.
all becomes
oh,
one.
You sort of mould it together.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, fine.
It's basically hot and sunny.
That'll do.
Highs of 32 degrees.
Rachel, thank you very much. That was Rachel there. Now, is Ben back on the sport now?
Or, I think it is
or
Ben.
Or is it Moose who
He's
did it
He's got
earlier?
Over his hot temper tantrum.
Yeah. Too stroppy to do the
yes.
pre-recorded sport. All right, well, theoretically, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal will look to get their Champions League campaign off to a better start tonight than they managed to last season. Arsene Wenger's side suffered a shock defeat at Dinamo Zagreb this time last year. They're away to PSG in TalkSport's live commentary match this evening. Manchester City look to maintain their winning start to the season under manager Pep Guardiola. They entertain Borussia Mönchengladbach, and Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says facing Barcelona away in the Champions League tonight holds no fear for the Scottish Premiership champions. Rodgers will be going up against a player he knows very well. Luis Suarez served him at Liverpool.
Luis Suarez is one of the most beautiful men you can come across.
What?
Very humble guy who works tirelessly at his profession. And the biggest compliment you give Luis is that he came to an already world-class team
and he made them better.
Finally, after winning gold last night, Paralympic swimmer Ellie Simmons goes again in her category's 400 metres freestyle this evening. Wheelchair racer David Weirs looking for his first medal of the Games. He features in the T54 1500 metres.
Whatever.
That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And after the Great British Bake Off has been sold to Channel 4, the BBC is apparently trying to offload other flagship shows to channels to save money. Rumour has it that Sky One have bought Robot Wars for £3 million. UK TV Gold has acquired EastEnders for £4 million. And Dave are being paid £5 to take the new remake of Are You Being Served?
Thank you very much indeed. Rachel with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Now on BBC Radio 4, The Archers and Cornelius is on trial for the attempted murder of work experience Aid Ernie. I thought I'd just try that.
Thank God you're here.
Hang on, I need to do some sound effect. You have to. There's always, on The Archers, there's always a clinking of a cup or something. You have to sort of do it. It always, the scenes always start, don't they? Have you noticed that on Radio 4 Drama? It's always like someone's making some tea or something. Just like that. Oh, I tell you what. Oh, the cows need milking again, don't they? Hey, the cows.
Oh, I've...
Actually, that's West Country, isn't it, The Archers, is it?
I've never listened to The Archers, so right. I couldn't say it anyway.
Let's start The Archers again. Right, because the only reason I suggest this is a good thing to do is because The Archers... recently was on Sunday on Radio 4 with an hour-long special culminating in the trial of Helen Archer, who was accused of attempted murder of her husband Rob, right? But obviously ratings-wise, so I figured if we sort of adopt, rather than a talk radio show, more the everyday story of farming folk, then maybe we can nail that ratings. So should we try that again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And now on BBC Radio 4, The Archers. All right, my lover.
All right there.
I tell you what.
All right there, John Archer.
I've been out in the fields.
In the field?
Yeah, I brought was that a cow or a sheep?
It's a sheep.
I brought my sheep in. I've been out there milking my sheep there, and I attempted to... Shut up. I attempted to murder my sheep.
Tractor.
I mean, it sort of works. I attempted to murder my sheep, and now I'm for attempted murder of the sheep.
Ortum!
Let's leave it on a cliffhanger. I've hung my sheep over a cliff! The Archers there. On BBC Radio 4. That'll get the ratings up if nothing else does. Right, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Let's do some work experience punditry. Here. Now then, a regular listener will know that, well, what we do here in the afternoons is road test the next generation of critics, pundits, broadcasters, to wit, Aidan, who kind of had a promotion on Friday and went from work experience pundit to producer of the programme.
Oh yeah.
Leapfrogging Cornelius, paid intern Cornelius in one fell swoop. but now the tables are turned again.
Back in your box.
Aidan is back with work experience punditry. Back here again, but not being paid for it this time.
What?
Yep. So, you did so well on Friday that we've got you back and aren't giving you any money.
Yes!
Yeah. So, welcome to the radio industry.
Hi there.
So, Aidan, good to see you back. Now, ordinarily, you bring music, of course. Yeah. Haven't you just come from prison? Yeah, yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not really work experience as sort of day release.
Yeah, I've been let out.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, my mind is just in the other room.
I hope I didn't offend you with my attempted murder archers material.
No, it's fine. A few flashbacks, but nothing, yeah. Nothing serious.
Made him feel at home.
Yeah. What have you been doing in prison?
Had an interview.
Is that how you get into prison these days? God, it's hard. It's hard to get into.
You've got to apply.
It's hard to get into the media. Wow. What exams have we got? An A in stabbing. All right, come on.
Wow. Yeah, I had an interview here.
What for?
For the radio station.
They do prison radio. Prison radio is an enormous... Prison radio has far more listeners than we do.
It is.
Admittedly, captive audience.
Hello? Hello?
That was good.
But you know, they do, don't they?
They're
usually successful.
And a large proportion of the prison itself actually listen to the radio regularly. I think each person is like 10 hours a week,
yes,
per person, which is extraordinary. It's great.
I think it's rubbish. They didn't give me a job 3 years back.
Yeah. Sorry, Con.
What job did you go for?
I was going to be, you know, the zany sidekick of Stabby Joe.
Is that what you've got, Aidan?
No.
Sidekick of Stabby Joe. Stabby Joe in the morning on prison radio with Stabby Joe and Aidan.
Every time he read the text number out, I'd have to go, if you say a word, I'll break your legs.
It's almost like our slogan that goes, talk radio, we'll get you. Yeah. On the front of people's DABs because it doesn't fit properly. Shuffle, by the way, who sent us a picture of his DAB radio the other day,
yeah,
saying exactly that, has just sent me another picture, and he's gone, different tractor, same message. He's driving a different tractor today. He still says, talk radio, we'll get you, because talking doesn't fit on the end.
Tractor.
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 Anyway, Aidan.
Hello.
I understand you're doing a music review some time ago.
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
What have you got today?
Some Kings of Leon.
New Kings of Leon.
Should we have a listen?
Yeah, let's have a listen. New Kings of Leon. That's called Waste a Moment.
Yeah. Right, from their upcoming album Walls, which is out on the 14th of October.
Got what?
Walls.
Walls?
Yeah.
As in Donald Trump and Calais?
As in the sausages, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that's... And I, you know what? I love the track. I love it.
I like
great.
That. I get a bit bored by Kings of Leon because they're very samey.
Well, we're on similar ground, fair enough. And
I do like that.
You like that tune. I think the thing with them is they had this kind of authentic southern rock sound, whatever that is, earlier on. And then when they did Only by the Night, which had Sex on Fire, Somebody, that other track, which is, it's all right. It's a good album. I like it.
Yeah.
But people thought they'd sold out. So their last three albums have been pretty poorly received by critics. I think unfairly so, to be fair. I think they're actually quite underrated nowadays.
Unfairly so, to be fair.
Yes. I actually think that nowadays they're quite underrated. I thought Mechanical Bull, which they released in 2013, was actually an excellent album. It's really, really good. And this single, you know, they're doing what they do best, and it sounds great.
I tried to get on board with that album, fell off.
That's good. Yeah. That is good.
Yeah. So here's a little fact for you, Aidan.
Right.
I was the first person to play that new single on the radio last week on Friday.
It was an exclusive.
I got the exclusive. I played it on Virgin. I was on Virgin Breakfast.
Oh, right, okay.
Last week, and I played that on Virgin, first person to do so. Thank you very much. And you thought I had no credibility when it came to music, or at all.
So, do you want to hear the next one?
No, I want to hear that clip again, because it stands up my argument that Kings of Leon's just songs all sound the same.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay, play it again, Marta. Sex is on fire. Oh, sex is on fire.
You know that I could use somebody.
Isn't it?
I see your point.
Thank
to
you.
Be fair. Yeah.
Thank you.
I do see your point.
Yep.
It's a good track, though.
Well, so is Sex on Fire, so it's going
to
be
yeah,
the same.
Exactly, to be fair.
All right, where are you going next?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I played this on Friday as
Did
well.
Did you really?
Yes!
So I've just,
I
I'm
played
just,
this as well!
Am I recapping your show
Basically,
on Friday
Basically, you're going to become my Virgin Radio breakfast show that I did.
All right, okay, Lady Gaga. Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Perfect Illusion, Lady Gaga on Virgin.
When, is that how you announce the songs when
exactly,
you played
put
it?
Put on my DJ voice.
What did she say about that song when you played it?
Well, you're listening to Virgin Radio in the morning. That's Lady Gaga. Perfect Illusion. It's going to be a hot, hot day. DJ voice. It's blue sunny skies across the capital. There's Lady Gaga.
What did you say about the tracks when you played them?
I said that one. Right. I said that track when I played it had arrived because we got it sent to the studio from the record company, and I said rightly that it had arrived, but it was made of tofu because she was making amends for the meaty dress she used to wear. So her whole new album was going to be just printed on tofu.
Right, it's a vegetarian friendly.
It's a vegetarian friendly album. That's right, exactly right. Oh, yeah, okay. That's what.
I mean, do you like the track?
I don't like. I'm no Lady Gaga fan, and I don't think I can name one other of her songs. All I know about her is she wore some meat once.
I like the Disco Stick song.
What's that one?
How does that go?
Don't you remember it? It goes, I've got to do it here. Let's have that some. Let's have some fun.
Well, I mean, this beat. Try reading them then.
Let's have some fun. This beat is stick. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
What?
Are you sure that wasn't scribbled on a wall?
No, honestly, that was one of the songs.
Right. Okay.
Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
Is that like a sexy thing?
Don't know.
Okay. It's not as good as... it's up there, though, similarly, to one of the best lyrics of all time, which is, of course, Zodiac, Mind Warp and the Love Reaction.
Oh, yeah, them, yeah.
I'm Christ in shades. I'm the napalm god. Right. Your lipstick flickers round my lightning rod. I imagine Ivan Novello is crapping
Can
himself.
We try this one and then straight into that one?
Sorry. Yeah, go.
Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
I'm Christ in shades, I'm the napalm god. Your lipstick flickers round my lightning rod.
Go on, Aidan.
I haven't got anything.
Oh, what a letdown.
All right.
Yeah, so...
Well, it's a pop song.
Yeah, it's but not it's terrible. Not very good, though.
Well, it's just...
Yeah, no, that's true, fair,
it's
not.
It's terrible. It's just a pop song.
I mean, she says... does her voice sound a bit odd to you in this track? It sounds a bit odd to me. A bit, like kind of weirdly operatic. It doesn't fit the song at all. Like, she's in American Horror Story, this American TV show.
I'm aware of it.
And she says that show has apparently changed her singing voice for this new album, whatever that means. Yeah. And it's not a good thing, because it just sounds terrible. She's got... Mark Ronson on board.
Yeah.
Just in this track,
it's produced by Mark Ronson.
Yeah, this track, and Blood Pop.
That's right. What?
Justin Bieber's producer, Blood Pop.
Yeah. Blood Pop?
Yeah. And
is that a thing?
Yeah, well, there's
Blood Pop.
Name of a producer, yeah, Blood Pop.
I'm not drinking that.
No, no. And the Tame Impala.
I mean, he was right down the bottom of the producer names when they were handing them out that day.
Yeah.
Oh, Skrillex, yeah. Sepsis or whatever your name is.
Skepta.
Yeah, him.
Sepsis. And Tame Impala's singer Kevin Parker's on there. I couldn't spot him, but 12 points if he did.
Spotted.
So yeah, I mean, you know, it's as you say, it's a pop song, but it's just not very good.
What are we going to talk about next, Aidan?
We've got some Green Day.
Oh, good
yes!
news!
Yeah, we've got some Green Day, and we've also got a band which I can't remember. Peter Gabriel.
A band you can't remember.
Peter Gabriel. Right, a man good. I couldn't remember.
All right, fine. Yeah. Aidan's here with Work Experience Punditry. His work experience, we don't have to pay him. There he is, reviewing music. We'll be back with some of it next. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile.
T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here!
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare!
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare!
Sounds fantastic!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for Cheshire southbound M6 after early problems near 219 for Knutsford. Derby's northbound A38 is queuing towards the Little Eaton Island for the A61, where the recovery of an accident continues. You can't leave the northbound M1 for Leicester North at junction 21A at the moment. That's because of an accident on the A46, which is also closed. There's a breakdown on the M5 through Worcestershire, which means one lane's out, junctions 8 for the M50 through to 7 for Worcester. And Suffolk southbound A14 remains closed after a multi-vehicle accident near Claydon between junctions 51 and 52. I'm Joanna Adams.
Blanket?
Check.
Hamper?
Check.
Scotch eggs?
Check.
Sandwiches?
Check.
Without crusts?
Check.
Frisbee?
Check.
Spare frisbee?
Check.
Kids?
Check.
Imaginary friend?
Check.
Dog? Doggy biscuits? My biscuits?
Fuck.
Kitchen sink?
Check.
Checklist?
Check.
You've checked everything else. What about your car? Get your Ford summer check, including a 30-point visual health check and an antibacterial aircon refresh for just £19.99. Or our Ford Motorcraft service for only £125. Book online at ford.co.uk or visit your local dealer. Terms and conditions apply.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian
Unmissable Late Night Radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Yes, and just before we talk to Aidan Ree, today's music review, a lot of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius has some of them. They've been coming in.
Lots coming in, John. This has come in from Person, who says, I completely agree with medicinal cannabis as much as I agree with recreational medicine consumption.
Yes, exactly right. It is true. If you do smoke, they are thinking of reversing it, aren't they? I think it's a medicine. Cannabis is going to be, for medical purposes, that's going to be saying it could be allowed in the news today, but they're going to ban aspirin. And you'll be able to get that from dealers on the street.
And Relationship Guru 69 says that it's important to spoil a girl and ruin her. Wait, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, don't write in again.
Don't
write in again. What was it called?
Relationship Guru 69.
Don't write that in again. No, don't get in touch with the programme again. You know, just save that sort of stuff for Anna Williamson's sex programme on a Sunday or a
Saturday.
She's
off at the moment.
She's off at the moment.
She had a baby.
Aidan's here reviewing the music. He's reviewing the music. Aidan's reviewing the music. Aidan. is here in the studio then. He's work experience punditry. We don't have to pay him. And he's reviewing the music today. We've already done Lady Gaga and Kings of Leon. They're the Kings of Leon. Where are we going next?
Green Day.
Green Day. What about them? There was a new single out called Bang Bang. I know that.
We played that.
Yes. And we did that last week or the week before.
A while back.
Yes.
Yeah.
What news? What news bring ye?
We've got some Revolution Radio. Do you want to have a listen?
Yes, I do. Green Day, Revolution Radio. I've got some Revolution Radio.
No. I wish we never gave you that. Tractor.
Oh, you've been out in my tractor.
Tractor.
I've been out in my tractor. I accidentally run over a sheep. I attempted to murder a sheep. Now I've got to go on.
You murdered my wife.
I've got to go on a trial for it. It's a sheep trial. Ha!
It's a sheep trial.
Like when you test a sheep in the. It's a clever.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. Right, that's Green Day, Revolution Radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
So from the album of the same name, yes, coming out of October the 7th, we played Bang Bang, which was the first single we played on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And, I mean, you know, they sound pretty much the same, but that's fine. Because
if you like the noise of Green Day.
Exactly.
And which I do. Although, as we said last time, the last album, that trio of albums that they did, wasn't very good.
No.
So is this a return to the Green Day form of, say, American Idiot?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
21st century.
They've pepped things up a bit. They've got, you know, you're driving pop, punk, rock. They've got the big guitars. They've got the nice hooks in the chorus. I mean, you know, it's their sound. But again, they do it well. So I'm not really complaining because, you know, it's a decent tune. The only thing I would say is the lyrics are terrible.
Surely they're not as bad as those Lady Gaga ones we were listening to earlier.
Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
I'm Christ in Shades. I'm the Napalm God. Your lipstick flickers around my lightning rod. Zodiac Mind Warp and the Love Reaction.
This is
Prime Mover.
This is a line from the song. Give me a rage like the tear gas in a crowd. Can't read. Do you want to live out loud, but the air is barely breathing? Just doesn't mean anything.
Wow, that really speaks to me.
Actually. I know. And this is meant to be like a revolutionary call out of a song. And when you've got lyrics like that, not going to work for you, lads.
What is it again?
Hang on. Give me a rage.
A rage.
Yeah. Like the tear gas in a crowd.
Yes.
Do you want to live out loud? Well, but the air is barely breathing.
Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
I'm Christ in Shades. I'm the Napalm God. Your lipstick flickers around my lightning rod.
Yeah, that kind of works, yeah. Excellent. So, do you want some Peter Gabriel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel's up.
Peter Gabriel, yeah. He's got a track out called The Veil. And it's for this new Oliver Stone film about Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden, yes.
Which is out in West, I think it's American release on September the 16th.
Yes.
And here we are. There is an ocean where data flows. One man in a boat out on the sea.
Sea of little bits of you and me. Let it all go, set it all free. You let the whole wide world see exactly what is going on. Yeah. Well, that's a man in his home office with a Bon Tempe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you get, you know, Peter Gabriel has an interesting back catalogue, of course.
Yeah.
You know,
excellent back catalogue.
Formerly of Genesis, for
yeah, exactly.
Salisbury Hill remains one of the most excellent
great
songs.
Great tunes, yeah. And the whole So album is fantastic.
Yes, Sledgehammer was a
great tune.
Well,
I heard, I recently saw a live YouTube video of him doing In Your Eyes, which is the final track of So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Famously got, you know, an incredible hook, but it requires some vocal athletics, of which he doesn't really have anymore. And so this song, The Veil, is kind of sung in that almost spoken kind of low register. And, you know, if you want a song for a film about, you know, dodgy governments and underhand politics and, you know, secret security stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of a mood is, you know, favourable, it's fine. But as a track, it's a bit dull. Because, I mean, it's only like 2.5 minutes long, and it's just that the whole way through.
Yeah.
And, you know.
They should have used, remember that song Informer by Snow?
Oh, Snow, yeah.
Informer.
Licky Licky Boom Boom Down. Yeah, that one.
Why don't they use that? Because it's Snowden. And yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, but maybe Peter Gabriel could have done a down-tempo rendition of the song.
Informer. I admit, though, I'll be brutally honest with you, whenever I heard that song, it was only recently that I knew what it was called, because I thought it was called The Farmer. The Farmer. I've been out in my tractor out there,
in my tractor,
and I, this will get the ratings up, worked very far. I got out in my tractor, and I attempted to murder my sheep with my tractor. Oh, Joe, where's the sheep? I attempted to murder it with my tractor. Do some more sound effects. They're always in the kitchen or something, aren't they, the archers? They always have to, someone's washing up or something.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. See, Rachel's joining in now. It's always a bit of that noise, isn't it? It's always the program always starts, and just as it, like this, and just as the theme tune on the Archers fades out like that, they go
footsteps.
Yeah, that's right. We don't put too many sugars in my tea. I don't like that, sweet. I just murdered a sheep. It's going to be on a sheep trial. She's a trial. It's a murder of a sheep that murdered. It's a trial.
I don't get it.
It's a sheep trial. It's a sheep trial. Anyway, Aidan, thanks very much for coming in here with your music review.
It's all right.
Great. Thanks. Will you be back next week?
If I'm getting paid.
Nope.
No.
All
right then. Work experience punditry. In the next bit, diversity paper review, we will bring you success news for a Kickstarter we featured on our regular Give a Kickstarter a Kick Up the Arse feature has become an actual thing. We have reached a level of success, which is a first for this programme, certainly. There's also the big debate at 3, and you can win some meat later in a game of Band or Spider. It is 2:32, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, Rachel's got the news.
Talk Radio.
One person has died and 4 others are injured after a lifeboat became detached from the world's biggest cruise liner, the Harmony of the Seas. Emergency services at the French port of Marseille believe all 5 were in the lifeboat when it happened, apparently taking part in a safety drill. German officials think 3 Syrian men arrested on suspicion of being members of Islamic State are linked to the terrorist cell that attacked Paris in November. The suspects were detained this morning during raids in the north of the country. Germany's Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière says they had fake passports made in the same workshop as those of the Paris attackers.
All 3 people took the route through the Balkans to get to Germany. There is not yet any evidence of concrete plans of an attack, but they are suspected of coming to Germany under the orders of Islamic State. They may have been awaiting instructions from IS and may therefore have been a sleeper cell.
A decision on a nuclear power station in Somerset will apparently be made by the end of the month. The Business and Energy Secretary Greg Clark says all elements of the £18 billion Hinkley Point project are still being looked at. Today is officially the hottest day in September since 1949. Highs of 32.8 degrees Celsius have been recorded at Heathrow and Kew Gardens in West London. That's hotter than Ibiza and Bangkok. Some parents packed off their children to school today dressed as characters from Roald Dahl's books. It's to mark 100 years since his birth. Steven Spielberg has just directed a movie adaptation of the BFG. He says the children's author evoked many emotions.
Scare you, but also rescue you from your fears. It's part of a genre, and that's why we weren't afraid to start with a kind of very frightening image of a huge hand coming into the window of an orphanage, because we knew what was coming later, and we knew that we would all be forgiven.
And so back to the weather. A warm, humid day for most. Hot and sunny in the south, east and east of England. Cloudy, though, further north and west with showery rain, which may turn thundery, and highs of 32 degrees.
Now, you've been in the office out there, of course, Rachel.
Yeah,
which we share with Talk Sport.
We do.
And without being too rude, there are a lot of fat people in that office, right?
Oh, are you talking about the moose?
I'm talking about Moose. And
who ate a whole tray of donuts, apparently, this morning. as he does of on course, a Tuesday morning. Of course.
And he foraged them out of a bin, like an actual moose.
Yeah.
But I mean, what I'm going to say is it? How are we faring in this heat with the likes of moose in a tight knit?
Ben, who does pre-recorded sport, is very, very enraged by the heat. He's turned into like the Incredible Hulk.
Really?
Yes.
I want him to do the next, if you could have a word with him, do the next sport quite angrily. He will have the sport, of course, live from somewhere weird later, as ever at 3 o'clock.
Yes, very good.
Rachel, thank you very much indeed. Rachel there with the news. She'll be back, with more of it as the afternoon progresses. I'm just going to stick my neck out and say that, even though I haven't checked. There is a diversity paper review on the way. Today's diversity is Josh. He is black. He will be doing our paper review. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. And as I say, good, successful Kickstarter news. A project we gave a kick up the arse to, or tried to, back in May, has now come full circle and is a success. Completely down to us. A bit down to us. We will find out what it is and meet the people involved shortly on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. We'll get you. Right. Today, by the way, I don't know whether you're aware of the news. Are you aware of the news?
Oh, can't get my head around this.
Well, Cornelius, weirdly you'd think I was going to play a hiker there, but I'm actually not. Because what is in the news today is, of course, the news of the Great British Bake Off having its boundaries redrawn.
More like the Great British Sell-Off. All right, then. Yeah,
pithy. It's having its boundaries redrawn, and it's moving, as we know. Its BBC seat has gone. It's moving to Channel 4. So today on the text, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
The number, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Channel 4, of course, have announced they want a new title for it. It's going to be, by the way, breaking news, of course, that Mel, Sue and Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood have not re-signed. They have. It's going to be a new presenting team. They've got Chris Evans and Joey from Friends. Signed up to present it. They're looking for a title. They're going to change. They're not making the same mistakes they made with Top Gear when the original team left. They are going to want a new title for it. We're going to help them with suggestions. It is Channel 4. My Big Fat Gypsy Breading. It's pretty good, actually. Has come in. Suggestions, please. Who's that from? Neil. What have you got there?
The Unbakeables.
Yes. 8 out of 10 cakes, says Gary. just leafing through some here. You got another one there by any chance?
Goggle Bake.
Goggle Bake.
Goggle Box.
Yeah, I know. Shoe line is it anyway? Like shoe pastry.
The Unbakeables.
Yes. You said that one.
Did I?
Yeah. The inbred tweeners. Where they're inbred. So it's essentially...
Go on. No, actually don't. embarrassing biscuits. Dr. Christian is on it.
Yeah.
And like... all the biscuits sort of run a bit in the oven, so they're all a bit weird shaped, and some of them have grown too much.
Yeah, there's a lump on a biscuit.
Yeah, some of them sort of you eat them and then just sort of custard explodes over your face.
Yeah,
it's just horrible.
Yeah, thing I've seen that film. Anyway, your suggestion, please, for new titles for The Bake Off. Now it is on Channel 4, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on
Twitter. Start your message with any word you'd like.
We will be back very shortly after the traffic and travel with Josh, who will be reviewing the papers for us in today's Diversity Paper Review. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our CR-V Black Edition. From its active cornering headlights that turn with the wheel to its smart keyless entry that unlocks the door when you're close, nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays for Cheshire southbound M6 after earlier problems near 219 for Knutsford. Derby's northbound A38 is queuing towards the Little Eaton Island for the A61, where the recovery of an accident continues. You can't leave the northbound M1 for Leicester North at junction 21A at the moment. That's because of an accident on the A46, which is also closed. There's a breakdown on the M5 through Worcestershire, which means one lane's out, junctions 8 for the M50 through to 7 for Worcester. And Suffolk southbound A14 remains closed after a multi-vehicle accident near Claydon between junctions 51 and 52. I'm Jarena Adams.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At just coming up to a time, and ahead of the Diversity Paper Review, of course, I don't know whether you've spotted this, with all the news, as I say, of David Cameron leaving office to go and spend more time with a dead pig's face, or the Bake Off having its constituency boundaries redrawn so it no longer has a seat on the BBC. But the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. We get letters, such as this one. Every day we walk into the Talk Radio studio, the post bag tippeth over, runneth over with letters of people who find the news.
Awash. The floor is awash with letters.
Yes. With this, I read this out earlier, but this is from Kirk, actually, has. Senator John Holmes on Talk Radio. Talk Radio, the radio, 18 Hatfields, London, SE18DJ. Dear John, you know the news, he writes. It's quite complicated, isn't it? I just can't get my head around it. Can you help, Kirk Northrop, bored idiot with too many stamps and a fan of the show? If you'd like to write to us on actual paper, that address to tell us that you find the news complicated and you can't get your head around it, here's the address. John Holmes on Talk Radio, the radio, 18 Hatfields, London, SE18DJ, and we're sorry we can't return any of your drawings. But it is, of course, complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
yes,
it.
Yes, I know, Cornelius. And we get letters in from...
Stop
okay,
it.
Fine. We help you through the news by pulling you through, reaching a helping hand out through your radio grill or your app, if you're modern, and pulling you through the news by breaking it down into its component parts to make it easy to understand. It is, of course, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Westminster over Hall. Now that's what I call Jeremy Mandering.
Using haiku.
Shut up. You ruined that very good.
Knocking on the door of diversity. Much in the news always about diversity, of course, whether or not the figures, the diversity figures, the numbers of people in particularly the media, but certainly in film, nay, all walks of life. Are we living in a diverse enough country? Are all of the people that are very, very, very welcome in our green and pleasant land, are they represented enough in the media? Well, the answer, of course, if you listen to talk radio in the afternoons on a weekday is yes, of course they bloody are, because we're not racist. And so it is, the Diversity Paper Review. Each day a different diversity reviews the papers. And there you go, Lenny Henry, box well and truly ticked. Today we welcome back Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
And your diversity is?
Well, I'm a man of the people, John, but they say I'm black British.
That's right. He is. And he's very much a man of the people and a man of the newspapers. For that's what you've got with you. Where are we going first, Josh?
Indeed. Let's go to Michelle Keegan first. Have you heard about this? What happened?
No. What newspaper is this in?
So this is BBC Breakfast. This okay. happened on
oh,
this
right.
happened
no, I don't know.
I like how you tried to check the source.
Well, I was. Yeah. I mean,
first things first.
Oh, first rule.
Is it true?
Just check your sources.
Of yeah, course. All right. So Michelle Keegan, whilst on BBC Breakfast promoting her upcoming role as Bobby Moore's wife in Tina and Bobby, was quoted as saying, "Back in the 60s, people didn't really know anything about football. It wasn't really a major sport back then."
In the 60s.
In the 60s.
The year we won the World Cup.
The decade, yeah.
I mean, I don't know much about football, but I know that.
And she's rehearsing to play Bobby Moore's wife. I thought that was rather funny.
And what did they call her out on this on BBC Breakfast?
No, they did. I think they just kind of let it slide. They let it slide, and she kind of carried on. But the Twitter sphere went.
They didn't
amok.
They let it slide. Here we go. Listen to this. They let it slide, but they didn't tackle her on the issue. Yeah.
Oh, it's coming quick and fast today.
Back of the net.
Look at this. I could go on TalkSport tomorrow and just nail that one down.
Oh, good.
Did you say back of the net?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Oh. That's a fishing thing, right?
No, it's a goal one.
Okay.
Mendes. All right, cool. So, second one.
That's Cornelius' surname. A
bit weird. Oh, know that must be public knowledge.
I mean, we don't really say it much on the show.
Really?
It's not a problem.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm glad you know.
You're all right, you two. Get a room.
All right, second one. In an interview with Time Out, London Mayor Sadiq Khan recounted some of his stand-up routine in Labour's party fundraising project, Stand Up for Labour. So here's the joke.
This is a Sadiq Khan joke.
This is a Sadiq Khan. I thought, you know, I didn't think this was actually going to be that funny. And I read the first sentence, I was like, what a ridiculous joke. But then I read more, and it's actually quite funny. Go so on. It goes like this. I went to visit St. George's, my local hospital, and I asked, who are the easiest people to operate on? One of the surgeons said it's librarians, because when you cut them open, all the bits are in alphabetical order. And that's the first thing I've heard. That's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And then it carries on. Another one of them goes, no, you're wrong. Actually, the easiest people to operate on are accountants, because when you open them up, all their parts are numbered. But then the chief surgeon disagreed. She goes, you're both wrong. The easiest are politicians. So I said to her, politicians, why is that? And she said, well, last week I had Jeremy Hunt in here for surgery. When we sliced him open, he was gutless, spineless and heartless. And then to rub it in, he added it. Also, his head and his anus were interchangeable.
Hey, Sadiq Khan.
Oh, my man. What a sense of humour. What a sense of humour. Oh, God. I just wouldn't expect him to come out with something like that. You know what I mean?
And I wonder if it's ever tempting, though, if you are a surgeon, right?
Yeah.
So let's say, just for the sake of argument, Jeremy Hunt.
Oh, God.
Right? Jeremy Hunt, you know, has to come beneath your knife for an operation, right? Because at some point, you know, it could happen, couldn't
it? That's a good point, actually.
You know, Jeremy Hunt there, and he's, you know, the scourge of the doctors. And one day he does, and then they just, I mean, could you successfully transplant a mouth and an anus? Could you do that? I mean, surgically speaking...
As you look at Cornelius for approval.
Yeah. Well, or proof. Yeah. But I wonder if you could... I mean, because it's if you pucker a mouth...
No.
Then you could technically...
Yeah, but then you'd have to unpucker a... So, doesn't really work.
Well... I mean, I admit I haven't thought it through exactly, but I was just putting it out there as an
curious.
Idea. Yeah, just curious. You know. Just curious.
It would be rather interesting.
Just a suggestion.
No,
just
a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
It's a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
If he did come in, though, do you think they would be slightly...
You'd be tempted to grab something amusing on,
wouldn't
you?
Just a slip, you know?
Yeah.
Just a slip slightly.
Or leave something in him. You know, you like, hear these stories, don't you, about surgeons just leaving scalpels inside by accident, or forceps. So. Just leave. Just
What's
look around.
Bulge?
So you leave in Jeremy Hunt. What would you leave? I don't know. I'd, you know, just your lunch or something. sort of pasty.
Oh, my God.
Or sneeze into Hunt's guts.
Oh, God.
I don't know. You'd just be tempting. I mean, I know the Hippocratic Oath, and I know, you know, all life is important, and I know, you know... You can't technically do that, but it'd be tempting if someone like Jeremy Hunt came in and you just think, well, I'm just going to graft. I'm going to get a penis off a dead... and just graft it on his forehead. That's what I'm going to do. And then he'd wake up, has to walk around like that. Hide the mirror. Hunt's coming.
You're thinking this through. I love it.
Well, I'm just wondering if you're a surgeon, that's what you want. I'm not condoning it, Josh. I'm not saying they should do that. I'm just putting it out there.
Surgeons around the UK stroking their beards and their chins.
Thank God you said beards.
Yeah. All right, cool.
What else we got?
So, third story. This is a quick one, and I thought it was quite funny. So, Sheffield student Abby Fenton was left shocked when a man brought her a drink in a club. They chatted for a bit, they parted ways. Then 2 weeks later, he texted her asking for a £6.50 pack of the drink. Gentlemanly. You weren't in Sheffield, were you, Cornelius?
He's never been on any kind of date.
Other than the naked restaurant.
Other than the naked restaurant, you're right.
Zena has told me story. Oh, yeah. My Lord.
For those not up to speed, right, so Zena is one of our other diversity paper reviewers, and she went with Cornelius on a date to the fashionable pop-up, well, it was pop-up by the end of it, but the naked restaurant in London. And then, of course, came back and told us all about little Cornelius, and so on and so forth. But you know Zena very well, don't you? So she told you all about this.
Yes, she did indeed. Well, actually, no, she didn't say anything about little, though. She said Cornelius was banned from the restaurant.
Wow.
Maybe I shouldn't tell this story.
Wow. Why is he...
That is not true.
He didn't tell us that.
It's libelous.
Wow.
Is it libelous? I'm not banned from the restaurant.
Packing too much heat. That's what they said, Cornelius. I don't know what you mean. All right, don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Dwell on that particular...
Don't tell them. All right.
I'm not actually banned. It's just a joke he was saying.
Yeah, all right. He thinks he protests
Cornelius
too much.
Has gone very red. Yeah. All right, we'll get off it. We'll get off it.
That's what she said. what were we talking about?
So he bought
a drink,
yeah.
Right, and then he texted her 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later. I saw the text. It's a really short text. He's just like, hey, how are you? We met in the Viper Room in Sheffield, something like that, last week. I paid for a drink. I paid £6.50 for a drink. Can you refund the money? Thanks. Here's my sort code in the Can you imagine if someone did that? And she actually gave him the money back.
Well, I think you kind of would, wouldn't you? Just go, oh, come on.
The cheek of that.
Would you? I know, but just, I mean, what, you know, that's kind of a, not, do you want to buy me a drink back? Even that. It's just like, right, I bought you a drink, and I thought that was the beginning of a transaction of some kind. Right? So, it didn't happen, thus I want a refund. I mean, that's pretty low. Is that what the kids do now? Is that a thing?
Her actual thinking was he may actually need the money. Like, he was possibly, he could be homeless or something like that. But I don't know. It seems far-fetched. I don't know.
What was the drink? Do we know what the drink was for £6.50?
Oh, my God. It's like it was a mixer. It is a double mixer because they're normally £3. They're normally £3.50.
Right.
It was a double he got. It's like a double rum and coke.
Wow, he was hoping for something, wasn't he? I mean, dear, oh dear. Unbelievable.
Clicking on all cylinders.
I mean, is that the right thing to do? I mean, you're a, you know, I don't know your relationship status, Josh.
Oh, God.
But, you know, would you buy someone a drink and then ask for it back if, you know, 2 weeks later if, you know?
Well.
It's a bit rude.
Let me think about this, John.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
No, it is an odd thing to do. I mean, let's be honest. It is an odd thing to do.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it.
No, I think that's... It's just rude, isn't it?
It's strange. It's just... But who... Why would you ever really think that 2 weeks later, 14 days
goes by...
Well,
the fact that he left it 14 days is quite curious as well, isn't it? Because why wouldn't you... Why would you leave it 14 days?
You're supposed to leave it 3 days, aren't you?
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
3 days and then you text them for your money back.
Have some social protocol.
That would make more sense as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
What else have you got in the
papers? What's the world coming to? Oh, this actually, this is quite funny. I wanted to leave this till last. I don't know if we're going to cover it, but it's the first one I found. So Jonah Hill, everyone knows who Jonah Hill is,
the actor, yes.
So he's in France promoting a new film called War Dogs.
Yes, I know that.
It's actually quite a good film. Yeah. I watched it. I won't plug it, but it's good. He was interviewed by a French weather girl / comedian. And she basically said that she knew he was the man of her dreams when he was sodomized by a demon in a previous film he starred in called This Is the End. He would talk to... this is on French TV live, so like BBC Breakfast. Go.
What, as opposed to British radio live?
Well, you know, just to, you know, French TV here, right? I love every time I say something is bad, one of you two look at Cass and look at the producer like, Jesus, he's finally gone off the deep end. It's normally Cornelius.
Who gets sodomised by demons?
Yeah. Come on, John.
There's always a glance like, oh, God.
That's true.
Where's he going with
it? Well, I guess, I mean, you know, that's the nature of live broadcasting in a way. I mean, I suppose if, you know, I mean, you know, hey, if that's the Jonah Hill scene,
she
likes,
too far.
You know, if that's the Jonah, I like that.
No, that's
the Jonah Hill, you know, out of all of his films, that's the bit that floats her boat. Who are we to argue with it, Josh?
Oh, no, she's playing. So he retorted to her something quite mean, and I hear, however, you are kind of, on a regular basis. And then she then recalled a fantasy, saying, you know, Jonah, I did actually have a fantasy about you. And it's that I was sitting in a room and you were there and you were making me laugh and you were making me laugh and you were making me laugh.
I don't like where this is going.
No, this is fine. Right. And then you left and Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio came in and that was the end of the fantasy. And then Jonah Hill looked at her and was like, what is it? He was actually getting really upset. And then he's just like, oh, I'm glad that I came in to be mocked by a local weather girl. He walked off the set.
Wow.
And then he refused to do any more interviews in France. He left the country. Poor bloke, eh? My God.
Jonah Hill's a really nice guy as well.
He's
a nice chap, Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Cornelius is sceptical.
He seems fine.
Anyway, Josh, thank you very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure as always.
That was the diversity pay-per-view today with Josh. There will be another one tomorrow, of course, with a different diversity. That's the point of it. Big debate after 3 o'clock here on Talk Radio, and also your chance to win some meat today. Now, if you'd like to come on the radio to play a game of Band or Spider, because we know about the attacks of spiders, they're in your house. Spiders will get you. It's like the Talk Radio logo on the front of a DAB. The screen's too small. Anyway, if you'd like to play 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
You'll be playing for meat. You can choose chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg because we're not racist. All to come before 4 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there, get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's exactly and precisely 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, Tuesday. I'm John Holmes, Talk Radio. Rachel's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, one dead in accident on world's biggest cruise liner. German police arrest three IS suspects and temperatures soar on one of the hottest September days.
Talk Radio.
One person has died and four others are injured after a lifeboat became detached from the world's biggest cruise liner, the Harmony of the Seas. Emergency services at the French port of Marseille believe all five were in the lifeboat when it happened, apparently taking part in a safety drill. Three Syrian men have been questioned in Germany on suspicion of being members of Islamic State and having a link to the Paris attackers. The suspects were arrested this morning following raids carried out by more than 200 officers in the north of the country. Labour says it will vote against plans to change parliamentary constituencies, calling it unfair and undemocratic. The idea is to cut the number of MPs by 50 to 600 to save money and give equal weight to each area. Labour says it would affect them more than the Tories. Shadow Minister Jonathan Ashworth says it's all been based on a version of the electoral register in February.
We believe that this boundary redistribution is proceeding on a register which is wrong. There are 2 million people who added themselves to the electoral register. Those 2 million people are not being counted in these calculations, and we don't think it's democratic for their voice to be ignored.
A Scottish nurse who nearly died after contracting Ebola in West Africa is at a misconduct hearing that could see her struck off. Pauline Kafaki was infected while working in Sierra Leone in 2014. She's accused of allowing a lower temperature to be recorded during checks on her return to Heathrow Airport. Sky's Scotland correspondent James Matthews is at the two-day hearing and outlines the Nursing and Midwifery Council's case.
We're not trying to prove dishonesty. They say a doctor has already testified that she was too tired and too ill to make rational decisions. And they will try to prove that the mischief was allowing the wrong temperature to be recorded.
It's not yet known if Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry will still be on the Great British Bake Off when it moves to Channel 4. The two judges and presenters, Sue and Mel, haven't yet agreed to transfer. And today is officially the hottest day in September since 1949. Highs of a scorching 32.8 degrees Celsius. That's 91 in old money, have been recorded at Heathrow and Kew Gardens in West London. That's hotter than Ibiza and Bangkok. Tony Kirkham from Kew Gardens says we're seeing more extreme weather.
Today it's hot and it's very hot and everything's mixed up. All the plants are mixed up. They don't know what season they're in. A lot of the plants think that they're in summer now, but we're going into autumn. So they're confused as we are.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Where the nation
is as confused as plants.
Are you confused? It's very hot.
It's hot and it's very hot. And the plants here at Kew are confused. They don't know. They don't really know what season.
I can't tell if it's hot or very hot.
They don't know. It's a season, you see, and they think it's summer, but it's autumn, and they're hot.
It was supposed to be autumn. It's confusing.
It's so confusing for the poor little plants, isn't it? Don't you think? Don't care, it'll be raining tomorrow.
Warm, humid, hot.
It's warm and humid.
32 degrees.
It's so confusing for the plants. It's warm and humid.
I can't tell if it's too warm or too humid.
Is it too humid or too warm?
We've turned into Deirdre.
It's almost Josh Widdicombe there.
What's the weather? It's supposed to be September. I mean, I know I'm in Rio at the moment, but what's going on back home? Ridiculous!
Turned into a cockerel there.
That's a chicken.
I'm turning into a chicken.
Cock Widdicombe there. Cockerel. Like a cockerel.
Yeah.
Widdicombe. They're on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Thank you, Rachel. And now Ben has got the sport live from some ducks that have become caught in a storm. It's ducks. He's live from ducks. They've been caught in a storm.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is calling on his side to make a better start to this season's Champions League group stage campaign than they did last time round. They're away to PSG tonight. The Gunners suffered a surprise defeat at Dinamo Zagreb in their opening game of the competition last year. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says despite the perfect start to the Premier League, his team are not yet good enough to win titles. City opened their Champions League group stage campaign at home to Borussia Mönchengladbach this evening. They've won all four of their top flight games so far this season. Guardiola says they have a lot of improving to do yet. And Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says his side are not afraid of Barcelona ahead of their campaign opener at the Nou Camp. Finally, British women's T37 athlete Georgie Hermitage has won gold in the 400 metres at the Rio Paralympics. Swimmer Ellie Simmons and wheelchair racer David Weir are both action later this evening. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk.
Ben there, with the sport, live from some ducks that have been caught in a storm. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is, and it's time for the big debate. Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes, and so we know David Cameron is to leave politics, and not before time, as of course the constituency boundaries are being redrawn, and all he was going to be left in charge of apparently was a Cotswolds dinner party and a dead pig's sexy mouth. But now he's off, he's taken his pudding face to Channel 4 or something. I think that's right. But has he let his constituents down by Brexiting his role as an MP early, or is he right to go? Off to swimming with the big boys of big business, who will doubtless welcome his post-prime ministerial Bullingdon clubbery, despite the fact that he made an eaten mess of the referendum. On the line now, listening to that rhetoric, that empty rhetoric, and specifically because he heard me say the word swimming there, is Stephen, who's in Bath. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in. Now, you heard me say the word swimming there, and I understand you've called in because you are particularly opposed to the idea of swimming. You don't think we need swimming anymore in 2016. Is that right?
Well, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, I don't know where to start with swimming. Some time ago, I put on a bit of weight. I ballooned. I ballooned. And I went to the doctor, and I was very lonely, and I was very down, and I didn't really have a partner or anything. I wanted to get fit. I wanted to meet people. And he suggested I took up swimming. Well, one, I've hurt my shoulder for swimming. It's very dangerous for that sort of thing. In terms of making friends with women, which I was hoping to meet some at our local leisure centre, as a matter of fact. And I'm still fat.
Yes. Right. So, well, I can see why you'd have an issue with swimming. I mean, if one has ballooned,
ballooned.
Then I did not swimming deflate.
Did not swimming. Did it deflate?
Did it deflate you? After you ballooned.
Yes, it did, oddly, and emotionally it did. It wasn't the panacea of the panacea of anything that I thought it was going to
be. Panacotta.
The panacotta of anything I thought it was going to be. Frankly, advice from my doctor, I won't say his name, but it was useless advice.
Yes. Okay, well, look, stay on the line for me there. Because I want to bring in Hank, who's just called in here, listening to Talk Radio this afternoon. He's called in on a telephone number. Hank, good afternoon.
Hello there, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, Stephen's phoned in. He's ballooned.
Ballooned? I heard that.
He's ballooned. And his doctor's advice to de-balloon himself was to go swimming. But it didn't work because he hurt his shoulder and he's still fat. So he's very much against the notion of swimming. But, Hank, you think we should keep swimming?
Absolutely, John. I've been swimming my entire life. I was born in one of those birthing pools that you hear about in hospitals.
Yes.
And I've grown up to be a fine specimen of a man. I'm a great piece of British beef, John.
Yes. Well, I mean, did you come out swimming, as it were? Were you doing a stroke on the way out?
I can't remember, but I believe so.
Yes. Is that what your mum told you? I mean, did you doggy paddle out of a foo-foo? How did you get out?
Are you suggesting that I breaststroked out of there? Is that where you're leading to?
Not at all.
I stroked my mum's breast.
No. That's perfectly legitimate, because that's a process of breastfeeding. But we're not there yet. We're still in the birthing pool.
Are you suggesting I did it further on in life? What I'm saying is,
changing the subject,
and I'm happy.
All right. Well, listen. I mean, look. Let me put this to you. Right. If we take the skill away. The swimming skill. Right, because it exists, doesn't it? Can we agree on that? Hank, swimming exists.
It certainly exists in me.
Stephen?
Yes, it does exist, and it's an expensive waste of time.
Yes.
Well,
in Sweden, now, let's remember this. In Sweden, they hypnotised everybody to forget swimming, right? Mm. Didn't they? And look what happened there. Look what happened there when they hypnotised everyone to forget swimming. It worked. They started the experiment with fish, of course, and first of all, they caught more herring because that just forgot how to swim. But it's led to a rise in obesity in Sweden, hasn't it?
Mm.
They've ballooned.
If I could just come in here.
Yeah.
I would very much like to go to Sweden. I mean, I feel fat, I feel white, I feel flabby, I don't feel attractive to women.
Really?
And the proliferation of gorgeous blonde birds over there, if I could get over there and compete with some of the fatties over there, I dare say I'm not quite as fat as some of them.
Yes, I mean, it's quite sexist. But I wonder if you, by you saying you want to get rid of swimming, surely you should advocate more swimming, because if you did more swimming, you would be fewer fat.
No, I'm not going to be fewer fat. That's my point.
Well, if you do it, if you went swimming.
No, my point is precisely this. I tried to go. I tried to lose weight by swimming.
Swimming,
and frankly, if I can get over to Sweden, where yes, okay, they've cut swimming. All I'm saying is, you've seen them out there, haven't you, the scandals?
Yes, all right. So, well, Hank... Hank,
hello.
Just bring Hank back in there. Now, Hank, we're talking about banning swimming, I suppose, and making it illegal. I mean, there are moves, of course, to put swimmers in jail if this legislation goes through. But how will you be able to tell if someone can swim or not? That's the question, isn't it? Isn't it like the old days when there were witches and you throw someone in the water? If they swim, they're a swimmer and will be put in jail. If they don't swim, they drown. Problem solved. Is that what we're returning to, Hank?
Well, that's certainly one way to solve the problem, I suppose. But if you get a fatty like Stephen on the line here, he's so buoyant he'll just float to the top and he'll get away scot-free as well.
Yes.
That is very rude.
You're fat!
You're fat, man! We all know what that rhymes with.
What does it? Tell us.
Tank.
No.
Your conversation tanks.
What about the boy? I want to ask you this question. What about the boy?
I never touched him, and everyone knows that. How dare you bring that up? That was never proven.
Let me finish. On the front of the Nirvana album, who's swimming in the pool? What about him? What about... Because if you hadn't got swimming, that album wouldn't have had that cover and wouldn't be as iconic, would it? Would it, Stephen?
Well...
Without you... If we went down your route of banning swimming, Nirvana wouldn't have happened. Grunge wouldn't have happened. Is that what you want to be responsible for? Is it?
No. Look, you can't place the whole of pop music history at my feet.
Well, I just did. Although you can't see it because your big fat gut's in the way.
My big fat stomach is... None of your... Keep your nose out of my stomach.
Hank, let me bring you back in there.
Okay.
It's an interesting point, isn't it, though? If we banned swimming, we wouldn't have the boy on the front of the Nirvana album, and nobody wants that, do they?
Nobody wants that at all. I'm very thankful of Nirvana.
Do you want us to be mer people?
Not quite. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, this is what. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no
I thought you said something else. I misheard you.
He said plank.
Good.
Well, take the swimming water out of your ears. That's what you need to do.
You want to take the fat out of your belly. You are a beast man.
Oh, sit on you, Hank.
I like it.
Let me just, look, let's...
I bloody like it. On your face.
Let's just bring...
And it's fat.
Bring an element, gentlemen. You know, let's not this. Let's
he
not.
Started it.
Let's not. Let's not develop this into a slinging match. I want to ask you about the mer people because there are Hank people who say that people who want swimming, that's you, want to keep swimming as a notion. In that there are trials where they are grafting the bottom half of fish onto human beings to make them swim more efficiently. And I just wonder where you stand on that. Do you?
I do not. I've read about this as well, John. It's happening in fishing communities such as Hull in Grimsby.
That's right.
These are terrible places, full of terrible people.
That's right.
Do you want to know where I stand on it?
Where do you stand on it, Stephen? Yeah.
I don't. I stand on Hank. My big fat feet. I stand on his face.
Stephen, I want to ask you this. You're from Bath. Right, that's got water in it.
Yes, I am. I'm going to move to Sweden.
Let me
just swim there.
All the girls there.
Doggy style.
Hey?
What? You should swim there.
Yes!
Let me just... I want a simple yes or no from you on this, all right? I'm going to read you out some swimming. I'll read out some swimming, and I want a yes or no from both of you. Hank first, then Steve. Front crawl, Hank.
Yes.
Stephen.
No.
Let's go for the trudgeon. Similar to the crawl, except with a scissors kick. Trudgeon.
Yes.
Stephen.
Never flipping heard of it.
Butterfly.
I have. I love it.
Butterfly.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
He said yes.
Well, I like that stroke. All right, I do like that one.
Oh, why? Why? Tell us, please.
It's graceful. I tried it.
You're disgraceful.
You're a fat-hating, swimming piscatorian, you are.
I'm not denying it. It's...
Come and...
Descending into a... Just a row of
stomach in your face. Idiot.
You're an idiot.
You are.
No, you are, you lard man.
See, it's like...
You're a swimming idiot.
It's just like...
You wear armbands, you're a baby.
LBC now, isn't it?
You're a floating moron.
Yeah, you're a man with a silly name. Who, as far as I can see, likes...
You just stop there. So,
swimming.
So, the...
Ballooned.
Yeah.
And there we must leave the debate. So let me ask you to sum it up in one word, please. Hank, first, sum up the debate. Do we need swimming in 2016? Sum up the debate in one word.
Heavy petting.
And Stephen, please.
Trudgeon, or whatever you said earlier.
Thank you very much. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we... need swimming in 2016 when we've got pigs and robots. Do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound? Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95 DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, The Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
To Axminster in Devon, where the A35 is currently closed in both directions after a serious accident between Axminster and Honiton. Cambridge's A1 Great North Road is closed southbound at the turn for Wansford. There's been an accident there. There's a big queue forming on the northbound M1 towards the Derby exit, junction 25, where you can leave for Derby and Nottingham. Two lanes are out because of a vehicle fire. Queues back to junction 24. And if you're heading into Hull using the Daltrey Street Fiver, there's restrictions for the repairs of a collapsed manhole. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 21 minutes past 3 o'clock. Still to come, your chance to win some meat in a game of band or spider. If you'd like to win a beef, the Great British Beef Off comes to Talk Radio. If you'd like to win some beef, chicken or lamb or a box of organic veg, because, you know, we're not racist, then do please get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Oh, no, you can't do that because it's competition.
Oh, yeah,
of course. You can only use the text.
Only text.
Ignore that.
Ignore.
What I just said.
What he just said.
About Talk Radio on Twitter.
About Talk Radio on Twitter.
87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Is the way to play band or spider. Ask Podcast, who is through the glass, will call you back and we'll get you on the phone and you can play against Cornelius, who has now got some of your reactions that have been coming in for the debates.
Yes,
of course.
Lots
do we need
coming
swimming in
2016? Yes, lots coming in about swimming. This has come in from @commenter, who says, whilst birthing pools are a good idea, we must not forget deathing pools. My brother died in a deathing pool and went on to become a very successful deadman.
Yes.
And this is from Commenter 2, who says, that Stephen from Bath sounds like quite the fat man. He thinks he'd very much struggle to get out of the bath.
Right, thank you for your reactions. One's come in here saying, congratulations, Cornelius, on getting the 30 Under 30 Award from the Radio Academy.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, that's...
who's that from?
That's from some people on Twitter.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and me. I say congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
It's, you know, it's good that... someone I pulled out off the streets and gave a job to has been successful. So
yeah, well, thank you very much, everyone. Good.
It's just one a thing. So Christ knows how. It's anyway,
not just a thing.
It's just so. A thing.
Quite the achievement.
Yeah, you'd be nothing without me.
Probably would. I was at Radio 1 before this.
Awkward. Right. In that case, speaking of success stories, let's meet more Kickstarters. You know, we do a Kickstarter thing on this program where we kick a Kickstarter up the arse. You know that? You know we do because you listen to the program. We kick a Kickstarter up the arse by giving it national radio airplay. Back in May, we had on this program a man who wanted to cover London's underground system, or at least one station of it, with pictures of cats. Why? Why the hell not? It stopped people trying to flog us stuff, and everyone likes cats. That's what he said. However, it turns out we did a good thing, because it is our first Kickstarter success story. Let's remind ourselves of what happened back in May when he was on the phone.
It's a fantastic idea of replacing every single advert in a London tube station with pictures of cats to give commuters and other people who are perhaps shopping or out on their daily business a little bit of a moment of zen and a moment of quiet in amongst the sort of commercial craziness of London.
Now, you see, already this has promise. because let's take it out of London as well. Let's say wherever you wait for public transport, you are bombarded with advertising that you don't necessarily want or need, right? So essentially, just pictures of cats instead.
Yeah, so it's actually called the Citizens Advertising Takeover Service. And the smarter listeners amongst you will recognise that that's cats.
Yep.
And the idea is, what would happen if we could claw back a public space from the advertisers and actually put something that the people wanted up there instead?
What
is it that the people like in general? What's the one thing that unites friend and foe across the land?
Yes.
Obviously cats.
Yes.
That's how we got to it.
That's, well, I was going to say, why the cat? I mean, is that because of its long and valued history as an amusing YouTube video?
As you know, the internet is still mostly driven by cat videos.
Yep.
It's such an important part of the internet and all that traffic. So we thought if we were going to fundraise for something to replace ads with, and something that most people liked and might dig into their pockets for £1 or £5,
yeah,
then cats would be the answer. So that's how we set it up. Kickstarter is now going. It's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But we do need your help.
And, if you've been listening to that, then you're going to want to listen to this, because I told you when we started giving a Kickstarter a kick up the arse on this programme that we could help your Kickstarter. That was the cats. It's, well, don't take my word for it. Take the word of today's, or yesterday's Metro. Dream big. You could raise enough money to redecorate an entire tube station with photos of cats. An inspirational group of cat lovers have done exactly that, and we salute them. There was a crowdfunding campaign to raise money, as you know, to replace the adverts. It is now in the Metro. It's now real. There are photos. Hey, look, we've all achieved something here, and we've done it together. Daria's on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. So you're one of the Citizens Advertising Takeover Service cats people, right?
That's me, yep.
Okay, good. So you must be over the moon.
Over the moon. Street level, we've got what we're calling the cat flaps, the barriers that you tap in.
Yep.
And then the entire escalators all the way down and through the last corridor all the way to the actual track.
Yeah. Now, so, I know when we spoke to James, it was all about you could volunteer your own cat, you could send photos of cats. So how many cats have you made famous through this, would you say?
Well, so all of the big posters are cats from Battersea Cats and Dogs and Cat Protection.
Yep.
So all of those are real stray cats that are available to be adopted. And then we have one poster that's dedicated to all of the 100, what we're calling the 100 club, 100 plus club,
yeah,
Kickstarter pledgers. So anyone who pledged more than £100 or more,
yeah,
got their cat on the poster, which was just fantastic. You know, we had on there.
Yeah, and, I'm looking at it now. Actually, 33 people wanted their cats featured on the poster. Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
One person, it seems, pledged £2,500 to have an entire poster dedicated to their cat with no logo and a professional photographer.
Yeah, so we did have one pledge reward that was available for that, and they said they didn't want the full poster, they just wanted to go on the poster with everybody else.
Oh, okay.
But they just sort of, you know, they were loving the project. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's not to like, Jerry, let's be honest. I like the way that was kind of a cat anonymity. It's just like, yeah, I've paid a load of money, but just put my cat with the other cats. So there's on that poster, if you're looking, if you go to Clapham Common Tube Station, there is a cat that's worth more than the other cats, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So
you can... Yeah, we tried to give them a little bit more space, but, you know.
Yeah. But if you pledged £1 or more, of course, you said you would stroke a cat for the person pledging.
That's
137
right.
People went for that. So did you just line 137 cats up? How did you keep count of that?
So a lot of us have cats, and actually that's part of the PR that we're doing now, is we want to make a video of us petting our cats. And we're hoping to be able to get everyone involved who also owns a cat.
Yeah.
So you can keep your eyes peeled for that coming out as well.
Okay. So what we're looking at here, though, is something... I think that it hasn't been done before, has it? It's. I mean, the quote was, wasn't it? Why do it? Well, just because, really, and because it would look amazing. I think James said, and it's exhausting being asked to buy stuff all the time. It does look amazing. I mean, did you imagine it was going to look quite as it does?
It's amazing. I have to say. So I was part of the team that designed the actual final posters. It was a small team of us, and it was just, we were so excited yesterday when we went down and saw it for the first time. It was better than I think any of us could have imagined. And TFL have been amazing. You know, we sent some pretty exact instructions of how we wanted them to be placed and where we wanted certain posters to be placed, and they did a brilliant job. So
did you go down and supervise the putting up of the posters, or did you kind of let them get on with it?
We wanted to, but no, we let them do their job best. Yeah. So, and they did a fantastic job.
And in terms of how, why was Clapham Common chosen, out of interest?
So it was chosen, I believe James chose it, just for its footfall. And, you know, we had to work with Experian and TFL because they'd never had a request like this before.
No,
either. You know, we were like, hey, we want to take over a station and fill it with cats. And they were like, oh, okay, which is amazing that they, you know, they were really accommodating. And I think it just worked out with the footfall and
let's call it, you know, Daria, let's call it paw fall. Come on.
The paw fall. Yeah, exactly. It worked with the budget that we were able to raise with Kickstarter. Obviously, all the different tube stations have different prices depending on how many posters they have. And
yes.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
So is the plan now to spread it around the rest of tube stations and indeed nationally on railway stations generally? Where do we go next?
I think we're thinking globally, to be honest. We've made it into Hong Kong News, Hungarian News, and Moscow as well, I believe, has picked up on it. So I think the idea is if we could, you know, encourage other places to just do their own takeover, and if we can hand them, you know, the tools and the learn, like what we learned, things to do and not to do.
Has there been a backlash from advertisers? Because at the end of the day, you are technically taking up their, where they like to flog us crap. You are taking up their space. So do they care?
Well, we paid for it.
I know, and that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But even so, their argument, I suppose, is if there is one. I mean, I'm not arguing it. I'm on your side. But if there's if there is an argument to be had, it's well, hang on a minute. You know, we've got jobs to do, we've got income, and we've got all this. We've got businesses to run, we've got people to pay. We need to advertise our stuff. That's one of our prime sites. And you've just come in with some cats.
Yep, we have. Well, you know, it's interesting. We haven't, maybe surprisingly, haven't really had any negative pushback from this. I think part of it is that a lot of us who are on the team, and certainly the crew who came up with the original concept, a lot of them work in advertising, and this was never meant to be a total kind of flipping the bird to advertising. It was just like, let's think about this a little bit more and be a little bit more conscious about what we could do with this space. And, it's just worked out really well.
Well, as we said, you know, back in May when we spoke to James, and, you know, as we like to say in this programme, helped give your Kickstarter a kick up the arse by sticking it on the radio. You know, I mean, I'm not going to take all of the credit for your success story by putting it on here, but I'm going to take 99% of it. Because it just simply wouldn't have worked without us, Daria. That's the bottom line, isn't it? No. but look, honestly, I'm really glad it worked. It's excellent news. Well done to all the team. And if you are in London, in the vicinity of Clapham Common Tube Station, go and have a look at the cat takeover. Daria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So if you've got a Kickstarter, there you go. There's proof that it bloody works. If you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like us to give a kick up the arse to, whatever it might be, how outlandish your idea, then just get in touch with the program and you could be on here promoting it. They reached their targets back in May. They were struggling. They hadn't got it. They came on here and boom, there, cats. Talk radio and cats. So get in touch. 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. We'll meet a brand new
Talk Radio.
Yeah, just finished that. Senders, 3:33, and Rachel's here with the news.
One person has died and four others have been injured after a lifeboat became detached from the world's biggest liner, Harmony of the Seas. The cruise liner was docked in the French port of Marseille when the 42-year-old Filipino crewman was killed during a safety drill. Three Syrian men are being questioned in Germany on suspicion of being members of Islamic State and having a link to the Paris attackers. The suspects were arrested this morning following raids carried out by more than 200 officers in the north of the country. 50 MPs are set to be axed from the Commons as part of plans to redraw parliamentary boundaries and save money. The changes would trim the number of MPs to 600 and it would affect Labour more than the Tories. But senior Labour Minister Jonathan Ashworth believes there's no guarantee the reforms will go ahead.
We'll certainly in the Labour Party be voting against it. There are, of course, now 17 Tory MPs set to lose their seat as well. 17 is the size of Theresa May's Tory majority, so if I was Theresa May, I wouldn't be confident about getting this through the Commons either.
A report's found almost a third of 16 to 18-year-old girls have experienced sexual harassment at school. A group of MPs say some teachers are dismissing it as banter. Maria Miller's the chair of the Commons Women and Equalities Committee.
The government are already looking at lad culture in universities, so they understand there's a problem. I hope the report that the Select Committee has published today will shine a spotlight on the importance of tackling this in school, and that actually when they get to university, it's really too late.
A new plastic £5 note featuring Winston Churchill has entered circulation. The Bank of England says the fiver is cleaner, stronger and harder to counterfeit than the current paper notes, which we can still keep using till May next year. And some breaking weather news. Forecasters have measured a new high of 34.4 degrees.
Where? Tell us where.
At Gravesend in Kent.
It's always Gravesend in Kent!
Is it?
Where the temperature
it's
record.
It's the hottest day, September day, since 1911.
That's gone back. It was 1949 earlier.
Yeah, it just keeps getting hotter. It'll
1911.
Be like 52 by the end of the day.
Wow. All right. Gravesend in Kent.
34.4. Wow. All right. So another humid night to come, particularly for England and Wales. Tomorrow, a fine day for most, with sunshine at times and still generally very warm or hot with highs of 28, which will feel practically cold compared to today.
Rachel, thank you very much indeed. Rachel, back with you at 4 o'clock with the news, of course, into Sam Delaney's Drive Time. He'll be here with that at 4 o'clock as well. Before that, we have to give away some meat on this programme. We'll do it very shortly. If you'd like to play Band or Spider, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And we'll do it next.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, in a moment, yeah, meat-winning shenanigans in a game of Band or Spider. First, some of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius, I think I'm right in saying. We've got reactions coming in. You can react to this programme. It is the home of reactions. If you've got a reaction, you don't have a home for it, then we will gladly... put a roof over your reaction's head. Cornelius, what's been coming
in? Lots coming in, John. It's good that the UK inflation rate holds steady at 0.6%, as this balloon will be ready for my daughter's birthday this December. That's coming from Double Meaning.
Ballooning.
Someone said it's a very great British tradition to sell off for money and to just sort of leave what you should stay with morally for money. Just have a look at David Cameron.
All right, thank you. Review reaction, then you know where to react it. Now, out on the streets, out there. Hang on, let me just have a look. Had a quick look out on the streets. It's a record-breaking temperature. A record-breaking temperature out there. But there are people struggling in the heat, of course. But it doesn't stop them having a thought and thinking, does it? No. What of the man or the woman in the street? What do they think? Well, on this programme, we like to find out what they think by going outside and putting a microphone in their faces and asking them what they think. Every day, our crack team of reporters, so-called because they're a team of reporters on crack, go outside and take the pulse of the nation and find out what it's thinking. Today is no change to that. What are they thinking today on this hot day? Are they thinking the people? Are they thinking literature or coconuts?
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
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 Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature. Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Literature. Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Literature.
Coconuts.
Literature.
Coconuts.
And there you go. That's what the people in the street are thinking. They are thinking either literature or coconuts. But now you know what the man and the woman in the street think. What do you think? What do you think? Do you think literature? What do you think, coconuts? Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word coconuts or literature.
Today's text in is this. You know, the Great British Bake Off, it's had its constituency boundaries redrawn. It's lost its seat at the BBC. It's moved. It's like David Cameron, it's sort of left where it was. And, well, it's gone to Channel 4. Channel 4 have announced this afternoon, if you've missed this big announcement, they won't be taking Mel and Sue or Mary Berry or Paul Hollywood with it. The new presenters have been confirmed as Chris Evans and Joey from Friends. Also, Alan Carr, Jimmy Carr. That's it. And if we'd like to come up with a new title for the programme, it doesn't actually have one yet, so we're asking for your advice on the text, please. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This has come in from Pippa, who says, what about First Bakes? First Dates.
First Dates.
Show,
yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it now. Yep. Cake Down. 8 out of 10 counts does Cake Down.
Cooktionary Corner.
Yes. Battenberg Street. It's like Benefit Street, but everyone is on Battenberg.
You have a pink D and yellow. Actually, no.
Racist. Big Fat. Well, it's going to be presented. If it is presented, as some people are saying, by Chris Evans, Joey from Friends, Alan Carr, and a gypsy. Because Channel 4 like them, don't they? They like those programmes. Big Fat Gypsy Alan Carr on Benefits is suggested as a title. So I don't know. Yeah, your suggestion is very welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So we must give away some meat. Let's call it the Great British Beef Off, unless you choose chicken or lamb or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you'd like to play a game of band or spider. Because they're coming, aren't they, the spiders? You've seen them in the papers. Coming for you in your house. The spiders. Do you want to play band or spider? You win some meat. We'll do it next here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on 10 litres of Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
From just £99 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Citan 109 Euro 6 CDI long panel van works hard for your business. Put it through its paces today, only at the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For details and conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 24 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £6,590 12. Optional final payment £6,500. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
No change in Devon for the A35 between Axminster and Honiton. The road is still closed both ways after a serious accident, so likely to remain closed for some time. The restrictions on the A1 in Cambridgeshire have been lifted south through Wansford after an earlier accident, but there's still some queues remaining there, I'm afraid. The northbound M1 through Leicestershire is heavy. This is past an accident near Leicester, junctions 20 to 21. And a little further up, one lane is still out near junction 25. The exits for Nottingham and Derby after a vehicle fire, with queues back to junction 24. I'm Jarena Adams.
Today on Talk Radio, straight after John Holmes from 4, it's Fast Lane Conversation with Sam Delaney.
It's all grist to the mill for us to get stuck into, isn't it? So why don't we?
It all kicks off with the Brothers Gould at 7. And from 10, don't miss the undisputed king of late night radio, Ian Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you. As it says on a lot of people's DABs, because the screen's not big enough to get the whole slogan on. Thank you for your photos of that keep coming in, by the way. If you're listening to this on DAB and your screen says a very threatening Talk Radio, we'll get you. Without having a word talking on the end, sort of threatening, isn't it? Then do take a picture of it and send it to us, 8722.
Start your messages with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, we're here to help you, because we explain the news in an easy-to-understand form. That form is, of course, the art of Japanese poetry. When you break the news down, that's what you end up with, as regular listeners will know. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, it's the news in haikus.
Police investi gate faz brothel. He offers to help with probing.
News in haiku.
Shut up. I'll get you.
So it is time for the Great British Beef Off, or unless, of course, our contestant in today's game of band or chooses the other meat, which is lamb or chicken, or a box of organic veg, which we also have to give away because we're not racist. Yes, it is a very budget-conscious quiz on the radio, in that the only prizes available are, and indeed is, a bit of meat. Playing today is a person who wants to. He's called Sam. He's on the telephone. Hello, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks. You?
So, it was a choice between chicken, beef, or organic veg, is that it?
No.
Okay, I got that wrong.
That's fine. First of all, how are you?
I'm very well.
Great. Right, that's banter over with. What would you like? the choices is this. Chicken, beef, or lamb.
Okay.
Or a box of organic veg.
I'll go for chicken.
Chicken.
Don't know why, but why not?
Why the hell not? Mm. Strong, strong choice on the hottest day of the year, isn't it?
It's boiling. Absolutely boiling. Bucci.
Where are you, Sam? Where are you? Where are you boiling?
I am in London. Very humid.
London, it is a bit humid, isn't it? It's a bit warm. I think you had record temperatures there in Gravesend. Hottest September day since 1911, 34.5 degrees or something.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. It's hot enough to cook a chicken outside, although we don't recommend it.
Well, I'm in the garden right now, so maybe I'll do that later.
Leave it on a rock. Okay, so here's the game. Now, you're outside. Are you outside because your house has been invaded by spiders?
Yes. Actually, I can see a spider right now. So, you know.
No. It's not good, is it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Because it's the season, isn't it? It's the time of the spiders. We learned it's in all the papers, it's been on the television. It's that time of year, autumn, when the spiders, all the giant spiders, some the size of mice, we're told, are coming into our... I know. Coming into our houses and so
killing us all.
Yes, and murdering us in our beds. But this is the news. This is what's happening. And so to celebrate the coming of the spiders, we are going to play a game of Band or Spider. Now, as of course, spiders, different breeds of spiders, different strains of spiders, they all have different names. So do bands. All you have to do as I call out a list of things is tell me whether it's a band or a spider, Sam. Okay. That's all you have to do. You'll be playing against the paid intern, Cornelius.
Hello.
Cornelius.
Hi.
Today. So, Cornelius, set up the system. I think Cass is going to keep score. As Podcast works through the glass, she's going to be keeping score today in Band or Spider. System ready to go? It needs to keep count?
Yeah, it's ready.
Slow system. Right, okay, here we go then. Sam versus Cornelius, alphabetical order. Sam first. Band or Spider?
Yep.
Shamrock.
Band.
Is a spider. There is a shamrock spider, would you believe?
Oh, okay.
Cornelius.
Yes.
Rock Weaver.
I'm going to go Spider.
It's a band. Rock Weaver or a band. Orb Weaver.
Spider.
Yes.
Yeah.
Orb.
Band.
Spider.
Oh, my.
No, it's band.
Oh.
Yeah. The orb, yeah. The spider is the orb weaver, you see, hence the...
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Starbelly.
Band.
Spider.
Oh, weird.
Starbelly, spider. According to this, Echo Belly.
Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sam, long-legged daddy. Long-legged daddy.
Spider.
No, band.
What? Really?
Well, it would have been a daddy long legs, but it's technically related to the arachnid. But in this case, long-legged daddy are a band. Silver Garden.
Spider?
A spider, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Savage Garden.
band.
Yes. Baboon.
Band.
Spider. Baboon spider.
It's a monkey.
Yes, it's a monkey spider. It lives in the tree. It's a baboon spider. It's a thing. Brazilian wandering.
Spider.
Yes, it's a very narrow spider. It's not very hairy.
Lovely.
Travelling Wilbury.
Band?
Yes, the Travelling Wilbury.
Doing well.
Yellow band.
Spider,
good. Curly-haired sack.
Van?
Spider.
Oh.
Curly-haired sack spider. Grips your testicle. curly-haired sack, that was a spider. Hairy sack.
If it's my turn?
Yes.
Band.
Yes. Arachnid frost.
Band.
Yes. Mesh weaver.
Spider.
Spider, good. Hammer jaw. Cornelius.
Hammer jaw. Band.
Spider.
Ah.
Silky Cephis.
Ooh.
Sam.
Spider.
Band.
Ah.
Box spinners.
Excuse me?
Box spinners.
Band.
Spider. Sam, the spinners.
Band.
Yes. The New Seekers.
Band?
Yes. Burrowing Snagrit.
Spider.
No, band. And Cornelius, Large Hairy Trapdoor.
spider.
Yes.
Yeah, trapdoor spider.
The spider, large hairy one. Right, let's find out the scores. We have to check the system in advance. I apologise, Sam. The system here
not a problem.
Is very slow. Bear with us while we boot up the system. Here we go. He's got to boot the system.
Okay.
Boot the system. There we go. It's a dial-up system, Sam. I apologise for that.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, it's a... takes a while to get into the system. Oh, we're in. Right. Good. Okay. Just got to type your details into the system, Sam, to find out what your score, score was. Here we go.
How do you spell Sam, Sam?
How do you spell Sam?
Sam.
Yeah, how do you spell Sam, Sam?
It's S-A-M.
M.
Yeah.
What did you do? Where are you? Did you see him in the garden?
Yeah, I'm in the garden. I can see. Actually, can see a spider right now.
What's it look like?
It's not that. I mean, actually, let me have a look a bit closer. Oh, there's two of them. They're like, I don't know. It looks like a brown, hairy little button.
Hairy little button.
Yeah.
Like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Do buttons
like legs?
Oh, buttons with legs. Okay, legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang on.
It's not too aggressive looking. It doesn't look like it'll kill me anytime soon.
Let me just help Kat.
Non-aggressive.
Legs.
Oh, I thought you were shushing me.
Ordinarily, yes.
Yes. I'm a very quick typer.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just... preparing to print.
Yeah. Print.
Okay.
Quite a slow printer, Sam. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Just waiting for it to print out. Then we've got to get the... Quite a... Right. It's just Cass undoing the printer there. Right, we're looking for a score. What score?
I want to win.
Has Sam got to see if he can win a chicken? A hot weather chicken. A chicken we've left outside in the sun all day.
Lovely.
No, we're not going to. Sam?
Yeah.
Who saw a hairy legged spider button?
Yes.
Got six.
Six? What did Cornelius get?
Cornelius got seven.
Yeah!
Which makes Sam the winner! Congratulations! Come on! Sam, well done. You have won yourself a chicken in a game of band or spider. Well done. Congratulations to you.
Punch.
Yes, I thought so. Right, good. So that was the giving away of the meat in the game of the band or the spider. And from one Sam to another, for Delaney has entered the studio on the hottest day of the year, Sam Delaney.
Yeah, I've
since 1911.
Got shorts.
Yep.
Got a short sleeve shirt.
I've shorted.
I don't know. You seem a bit warm to me because you've got a muscle vest to show off your muscles.
Yeah, that's right.
Underneath a safari shirt.
Yeah.
That seems rather overblown. But I'll tell you this, John. I've never seen you looking so sexy.
Do I, though?
I wish it was this sunny every day. That was great.
It's a look you want.
Polly Toynbee's coming on to talk about how we might have thought that Theresa May was good, but in fact she's rubbish.
Oh.
So that'll be...
The tide has turned quite quickly.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it's like being an England manager. Also, they've completely, as you'll know, they've redrawn the country into different bits.
They have, yeah.
In order to assume complete control.
Bake Off has lost its seat.
Yeah, Bake Off is gone. Yeah, we'll be talking about Bake Off and how those... I don't watch Bake Off myself. I've got no interest in it.
No, I haven't watched it either.
But we feel obliged, I suppose, to talk about it. But it's interesting, so we'll be talking about, you know, the process by which different broadcasters can come in and just nick a show, much like... What'd they do that with? Generation Game. I remember that happening when I was a lad.
Generation, did they?
I think Generation Game went to ITV and then went back. Or maybe, I tell you what definitely did, Parkinson.
Parkinson definitely Parkinson did, yeah. Did. And famous things like, Men Behaving Badly famously went the other way.
Yeah.
Started off on ITV, yeah. Went to the BBC.
University Challenge as well.
No. Incorrect.
No, that was ITV. It started off on ITV.
As if. Really?
Yeah, it did. They made it for the BBC.
That seems not... That it must have been quite dim-witted, the questions, though. It was on ITV. It was more like a rubbish pub quiz.
Polytechnic Challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. talk about that. It says here that we've got Jim Dale, not Jim Dale out of the Carry On films, but a meteorologist talking about why it's hot today. And I, for one, can't wait for that chap.
Good. I hope he likes my muscles shirt.
Yeah.
Sam Delaney with you from 4 then. We will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.